104.4 FM. Bigot Radio.
Green Sally up, a green Sally down. Last comes rock, gotta tell the crown. Green Sally up, a green Sally down. Last comes rock, gotta tell the crown. Green Sally up, a green Sally down.
You're listening to Bigot Radio with your host, Jeremy McKenzie.
Burn it all down! Blow it all up! With your fucking cheese in your mouth and everything. Eating cheese right in front of me now.
Bigot Radio.
I'm a match. She a kerosene. You know she gonna burn down everything. She a larcenist in her pastime. And I've been burned for the last time. Took it as a warning. She kicked the high, felt the bees out.
104.4 FM. Bigot Radio.
Cross my fingers, everything works. Hey, I was away. I spent time away. More than several hours away from the desk at a time. And we know what happens when that happens. Cross your fingers. Cross your fingers. Cross your toes. Cross your eyes. Cross your swastikas. Everything works and stays that way. For the love of God, give me one day. Hello, how are you? Welcome back. It's good to be back. Nice to see you all again. You've made it. You've somehow made it here. Did you not know that you're not supposed to be here? This is the most odious and horrible place in all of Canada. It's banned. Didn't you know that? Didn't you know it's banned? It's canceled. It's over. It's terminated. It's rescinded. It's been recalled. It's been... whatever. Who cares? Nobody cares. I don't care. I don't care. I just don't care. I don't care. So, yeah. What's been going on? Oh, I guess Orange Man's back. I've not been paying much attention because, like I said, I can't. I don't care. I just can't right now. And to be honest, a lot of it doesn't matter. A lot of it's just noise at this point and has been for some time. I don't know how people do this day in, day out, week in, out, year. Like how Alex Jones has done it for as long as he has. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Because... a lot of stuff doesn't matter as much as they make it out to be. But that's more entertaining. That's more interesting. It sells more, you know. Get your emergency survival kit preparedness kits right now. The nukes are coming, goddammit! You know, so many people have done that over the years. It's always easier to do that, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't really paid much attention. We did actually spectacularly somehow... were allowed to leave the country. It took me a couple of years, 2 years or so of battling to even get a passport. So we'll tell you this little story. Finally, they give me one. And I'm suspicious. I mean, I'm suspicious right away. It's supposed to take several days. It took many months and many, many background checks and verifications and re-verifications and things that are out of the ordinary that aren't supposed to happen. But if I had a $50 banknote for every time something that's never supposed to happen. That doesn't usually happen. So they give it to me anyway. We go to this. So we're like, let's just go somewhere. Morgan likes to go south. She hasn't been down there in a long time. Wanted to go vacation, so, which she always looks forward to doing. And unfortunately, because of the last few years, none of us have been able to go anywhere because we weren't human beings. See, we didn't have rights. We didn't have, we weren't people. And that was all curtailed. And you couldn't travel or else you would die, right? You would die unless you had medicine time. Or, I got it so I could travel. How many of those people even traveled? Well, a lot of them can't travel now because they're dead, unfortunately. But, it was just political pressure and persecution of people that didn't want to do what they're told. Then in the end, what did it amount to? Nothing. So we did end up traveling anyway. We went to Mexico for a little while. Mexico, never been. Not bad. A little different. Not bad there. The fish are based. All of the Dolphins are all very right wing. I did get to speak to the Dolphins, and they're all very upset. They're just like, if any Indians make their way over, it's on. Like they're really ready to. They have a very polite and cheerful and jovial, you know, exterior to the. But I'm a very empathetic person, and I can feel the pain of the Dolphins are ready to kill. They are ready to like do what's necessary. They're gonna make Elon's fake, you know, terrible salute look. I mean, when you see a pack of dolphins synchronized swimming in the shape of a black sun, like from a overhead, it's breathtaking. You know, I can't believe they wouldn't let us take video of this. I said this is going to blow up the internet. They're like, no, Abla, no, you can't do that. I'm sorry, sir. No, I'm like, come, are you kidding me? This is Dolphin Nuremberg. I can't put this on the internet. No, habla, no. Whatever, you know, everything's a bribe down there. He wanted $50 for permission to visit. I'm like, I'm not paying you $50. It's not worth it. Oh, it was fun. But it wasn't. I am going to be harassed everywhere I go for the rest of my life. That's how that seems to be working so far. You know, you go to... Buy the tickets. Everything's fine. Should be fine. Scans the passport, and then you go to the checkout van, and a little meep comes up, and I'm like, here we go. We're 10 minutes into this trip, and I'm already feeling it's going to get weird. Yeah. And they're like, did you report your passport stolen? And I'm like, well, no, because I'm holding it in my hand. Now you're holding it in your hand, so I don't think it's stolen. No, it doesn't appear to be. So it's right there. They spend quite a while on the phone, and it turns out that the error code that it was coming up associated with the lost and stolen passport is actually the same one as probably Pablo Escobar or Bin Laden or Darth Vader or some mixture of elemental ethereal villains mixed in with reality. Basically, watch out, big time watch out. So we got a triple S rating on our Morgan got pictures of the tickets. So not even just SS, four S's, S to the power of four, SS squared, super sexy Schutzstaffel ticket is what I got. I think it's a security screening, whatever the hell it is. But they're going to go through all your stuff and your shoes and body scanner and the whole thing. Oh, all of that extra. And we even met a guy at the one of the guys at the airport who did security for us at the Ottawa van. And he said hi. I was like, oh, he was in out of town. I was like, I'm glad someone is witnessing this. And it's not, I don't just make this stuff up. But that, yeah, we had to go through that. And then the same thing happened in Mexico. I get to Mexico and Morgan's like, hey, finally, it's over. And I said, it's not over yet. We still have to go through Mexican immigration. And she's like, oh, no, you know. Like, we'll see. Scan the thing. Beep. Oh, no, sir. You have to come with me. I'm like, I figured I would be having to come with you. And then I spent, I don't know, a couple hours with some Mexican cops, people. I mean, it's not really clear down there if anybody's been there. It's kind of like, you could probably just throw on random security outfits and just kind of gum and go as you please, taking money from people. I don't know if anybody really noticed if your Spanish was good enough. But something I do recommend, this is pretty a cool feature that actually does work. I have a Samsung, this is a 24 Galaxy, Android phone, kind of one of the newer ones, existential crisis rectangle. There is a feature on here called Interpreter. And they were like, no, you cannot be on your phone in here, sir, okay? No recording. Like, I'm not recording. I'm just texting my lawyer just to make sure. They're like, okay, yeah, that's fine. But what it does is you can... It will pick up anyone speaking whatever not whatever language, but most of them are on there. And Spanish, even the Mexican variety, is on there. And it was reading to me in real time what they're saying on the phone while I'm pretending to be texting my lawyer. And they're talking to the federal police in Mexico City about me. And generally, they think it was something like the guy on the phone is like, what? Like, he doesn't quite understand. And they're on speakerphone talking, so I can hear both sides of the conversation. I'm watching this play out. And he said, yeah, there's stars on. I mean, again, this is a translation, so I don't know. I don't speak Spanish, not even close to well enough to do it myself. But basically, there's like stars or boxes or like something that pops up on your passport that there's an alert for about you. And they said, yeah, there's all these here, but there's nothing in the description boxes. Like there's supposed to be like this person has been flagged because of, and there's nothing. There's just empty. There's nothing written anywhere. No one understands what's happening. None of the Mexican police, none of the Canadian, no one in Canada or Mexico has any idea what the hell is going on. And they're all looking at me like, do you know what is going on? And I'm like, I have an idea. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, on the way to the resort, I did notice a Jewish jeweler store. So I was like, that was just something I noticed. That had nothing to do with anything. It was just something that I noticed. But that's the new fun. That's the new fun thing that we get to do. So I guess I'm allowed to move around sort of with extreme amounts of scrutiny. Like, what do they think I'm going to do? I don't know. But I was getting worried. I was getting a little sad almost, you know? I thought they forgot about me. After everything, after all these years, you know, me and the Canadian government, after everything we've been through, and they don't care anymore. You know, they're just going to let me, no, they still care. Oh, I'm still on a list. I had another friend of mine, not even a friend of mine, a guy I know, who knows a guy who's friends with a guy. So like, this is a very tenuous relationship. There are people in Russia that I've never met that mathematically would probably be closer to my actual personal life than this man who is applying for a job somewhere in the Canadian state apparatus that required security clearance. Not only was it denied, he had a security clearance pulled, and CSIS had to come and visit him because he was friends with a guy who knew a guy who kind of knows me. This is where we live. We live in an absolute joke of a place, and it's sad. It's depressing. It doesn't even make me angry that much anymore. It's like watching somebody you care about just fail repeatedly over and over and in dumber and dumber ways and just doubling down and getting stupider and dumber and hurting themselves worse and worse and just like beyond repair. Like, our international reputation is beyond repair. It'll never be repaired in my lifetime. I don't even know if we'll have a country in 25 years, in 20 years, in 10 years, the way things are going. I don't know. It's pretty bad. And, you know, that's largely on all of us. We had a good time, didn't we? We liked the pleasantries. We liked the conveniences and the comforts and everything that came with everything that was left to us from previous generations. And we were so enamored with and busy with entertaining ourselves and being comfortable and having a good time that we didn't pay very, very close attention. And we weren't warned properly or educated properly that there are a lot of bad people in the world that will take what you have and will hurt you and your family and the people around you and not feel anything in doing so, and they just want it because you have it and they don't. And that's the country that we inherited. And when you have a place like that, like Canada was, very resource rich geographically, the terrain, I mean, what do you need? You need uranium, oil, coal. We have everything you could imagine. Everything. Timber, agriculture. What do you, diamonds? What do you want? We got it. And we took that for granted because we had no enemies. No one could get to us. We were on the other side of the planet, away from everyone on our own continent. And the only neighbor was the United States, and they were friendly enough. And we took that relationship for granted for far too long. And everybody wants to blame Justin Trudeau. Of course, he's an idiot, and he's the worst prime minister we've ever had so far. There will be worse ones. Probably all of the ones preceding him coming in. I think Pierre will be worse, and whoever replaces Pierre, if we still have a country by then, will be worse than that. And so on. But everybody wants to blame him. Like, it was like everything was fine until Justin Trudeau showed up. And then all of a sudden, everything went to hell. Everything was going to hell. He just hit the gas pedal and exposed a lot of the leaks and problems and holes and issues with the engine of the car that noises and clinks and clanks that you didn't used to hear. You hear very loudly because he's stepping on it so loudly, but they were always there. And the previous owners neglected to tell you about them or treat them or deal with them because they said, you know what? I'm getting mine because I'm a politician. I'm going to get what I need for me. I'm going to get my pension. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to get my board seat at whatever bullshit globalist company I'm going to work for, like Mark Carney, who's probably going to be the incoming, the replacement banker. That's what we need is another banker leader. As long as they got everything they need, it'll be somebody else's problem later. And then, oh, and that's somebody else's problem. And guess what? Now it's not even going to be Justin Trudeau's problem for much longer. It'll be somebody else's problem. And then when they get here, they're going to blame him, take what they can get for themselves, kick the can down the road just long enough so they can get everything that they need for themselves. And then it will be someone else's problem if there's even anything to be had or fixed at that point even. So, I mean, Jesus, I used to have so much more, you know, passion and energy for these people, politics, but they're all worthless. They're all worthless people. They're all like not worthy of life. And I mean that in like sincerely, like the universe has bestowed life upon them as a being that is unworthy of it. Any random snake is more beneficial, more deserving to be alive than many of the people, just exist, parasites, politicians, parasites. It's incredible that you can just profit off of the death of the people around you while also pretending like that's the opposite of what you're doing. I'm working for the people of the blah, blah, insert fake constituency. They couldn't, you know, tell you anything about if you put a gun to their head. And they all end up as multimillionaires somehow, and we all end up with nothing. Every time. Why don't you go look up the net worth of your favorite politician? Beginning, middle, end. You know, like a storybook. Like a career progression. You know, guys? You know, like your rookie season in the NHL, like 16 goals. That's pretty good. 16, 25, 38, 45, 50. Wow, look at them go. Look at them just racking up these numbers, except you're not winning any championships, are you? Oh, they're doing really well for them. It's a very, very good lifestyle to be a politician. You're accountable to no one. You're never in trouble for anything. You can steal anything you can steal and get away with. No one will punish you. Who can? Who can? There is no oversight whatsoever. They oversee themselves. And if you think it's the police, you know, then they're powerless. The police can't do anything if they even wanted to. They appoint who the police commissioners are. In fact, somebody told me that Brenda the Sandwich Lucky, the latest big fat dumpster disgrace of a human being that should, again, isn't worthy of life, has an immense amount of blood on her hands, is directly responsible for... I mean, she should be in prison for the rest of her life. She was handpicked for that job because she's a dumpster baby diversity hired yes man. That's what she's for. Rubber stamp, do whatever you're told to do. That's why she got the job. There is many, many, many people above her in seniority, in qualifications, in experience, and all these things. They didn't get the job. Brenda did. Why do you think that is? Because some politician somewhere wanted her to have it. Why do they want her to have it? They're the problem. They are the problem. Everybody wants to argue over this issue or that issue or this policy or that policy. No, the problem is politicians, people, them, they, the ruling class, all of these little managerial dolt nobodies whose job it is supposed to be, what your job is supposed to be, is to manage and govern. You're supposed to have been selected, appointed by your constituency, by the people around you, wherever you're from, to say, hey, can you manage and watch over our affairs, please? At this, because this is, who really wants to balance budgets all day and plan for, you know, traffic circles? And if we're going to need, you know, more scanners for the, you know, importing shipping containers, if you do, like, none of this stuff is really... setting off bells and whistles in the imaginations of little kids or anything. No, nobody really looks forward to having a kind of a government managerial job. But they do like the money and the power that they've accumulated with it, and this is what they do with it. They feel like they've been, now that they're elected, right? Now they're your boss. It's not the other way around. They're not there to represent you. They're there to tell you how things are going to be now, and all you have to do is talk to them. You just talk to them, and you'll get the sense of how important they believe that they are, how important they think they are. Why don't you ask them how their bank account's doing? Because they're all essential workers, right? They're all essential workers. I still know people that have never recovered. Well, I mean, the ones that haven't died, of which I know quite a few of those. I know a lot of people that have died from suicide because their lives were ruined by politicians. It wasn't COVID. Oh, man, COVID. No, politicians. Politicians with names and addresses in this country decided to take policy action that ruined their lives and destroyed them and drove them to kill themselves. And now they're walking around richer than they've ever been. MAGA, bro! You know, that kind of stuff. Our society has been infected by a class of insects. They're worms. They're not people, because people have empathy. People are have a sense of community, of a responsibility to their community, to look out for one another, to take care of one another, or else we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't survive as a civilization. You wouldn't make it past the township stage. You wouldn't make it past a village of 60 people, because if everybody acted like these politicians do, nothing would, one person would end up stealing and absconding with everything, and everyone else would starve to death. It's because everything's become so immense and so huge, and they get to hide and pretend and point, oh, well, it wasn't me, it was the libs, it was the cons, and it was the, I want to go back to the monarchy. And I don't mean this nonsense child pederasty British bullshit monarchy. I mean a real one. Let's have a real one. Let's have a real monarchy. Let's have an actual king. And if he does any of the things that these people have done, we just kill him. It's like they did in the old days. The peasants storm the castle and they kill him because he's mismanaged their lands and affairs so badly that their lives are now miserable. And, you know, especially when you go to the castle or wherever the king is and say, hey, everybody's a little hungry and not doing well out here. Oh, look, everything's been adorned with gold and you're driving a Maserati, I see. Interesting. That's how we live now, though. And that's just the way that you have to accept that. You have to accept that. That's just the way that it is. I've never liked that. I've always hated that. It's just the way that it is. Why is that the way that it is? As if life has never been any different. There's no other options. Nothing can ever change, right? Nothing can ever be different. It can never be better. It can never be worse. It's just leave it alone. It's the way it is. Just pick a color of laundry to get behind.
I like the blue laundry. I'm voting for the purple laundry.
Yeah, you vote for the purple laundry.
That's just the way it is.
I know you believe that with your peanut brain, and because you see that there's something in that there for you. And who are those people? How much can you really know? How much? Oh, trust me. I understand what's going on. I see what the problem is. I'm going to fix it from the inside. I'm going to be one. I'm going to join the political class. I'm going to join this nest of parasites whose entire purpose has now insulated itself and reconstructed its very being to just be a self-licking ice cream cone. It exists for the sake of itself, is what the government of Canada does. And there are people that want to join it because they think, oh, that's good of it. No, they just want in on the grift. They just want to be rich, too. They think this is a good way for them to make a good living, make lots of money, get a pension. All of the same reasons everybody joins a conservative party or anyone else. They looked at that pile of steaming dog shit. They looked at that place. They looked at that entire nest of criminals, swine, thieves, liars, murderers, rapists, drug addicts, human traffickers, literal traitors. How many? We don't know. CSIS directors have tried to warn us on many occasions. Obviously, we are not on the best of terms. I don't consider it a very reputable organization, but not everybody that works at CSIS is an imbecile. And I find it statistically unlikely that when you have numerous directors over several decades say that the entire government of Canada is deeply compromised by, quote, hostile foreign nations, and then I, you know, juxtapose that with my own personal lived experience and what I can see happening around me, I tend to think, you know what? I think he might be onto something. I think he might be right. And now we have anywhere from 12 to 50. How many traitors? We don't know. We don't know. We're busy seeing what Danielle Smith is going to wear to Trump's orange face, you know, jizz dinner, whatever he's doing down there. Oh, did you see, damn it? Canadians aren't expert at anything. It's taking their eyes off the ball, off the puck, not paying attention. It's rotten with traitors. The entire city of Ottawa is rotten with literal traitors. And we don't even know who they are. We don't even know of which of all of the parties most of them are in. We know that all of the parties are implicated. So it's not even like it's just one of them. It's all of them. So all of the federally available options for you to vote for are known to be corrupt and bought by foreign hostile, I have to emphasize that last word, hostile foreign nations. Anywhere from a dozen to 50. They don't really know. They can't quite say. They can't really get into it because no one will let them investigate. I wonder why. I wonder why the traitors and criminals and thieves and swine won't investigate themselves. I wonder why it's more important that we need to have an election. Mm-hmm. Oh, do we? Again, with a king, none of this is a problem. Oh, the king's taking money from China, huh? I say we send the king's head to China in a basket. How about that? There you go, China. Try again with somebody weaker next time, because this guy, we're just getting absolutely run over. And now they want to talk about elections. Like, you're all guilty. 50. It could be up to 50, they said. Why not 150? Why not 250? Why not 350? Why not every single person in Parliament? As far as I'm concerned, if it's anywhere up to 50, what percentage of that? If it was 338 seats, are we up to now? Let's add more. They need more. We need more. There's like 4 or 5 damn people in that building that say anything that anybody cares about to pay it. But we need more of them. We need more multimillionaires to sit there and go blah, 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 and just suck back more of that tax money that you'll never see a dollar of. Go work another back-breaking shift if you're lucky enough to get a job. Live in a tube somewhere with 16 other people none of you can afford. So, Jagmeet can have another Maserati. Argue about how much it's just bad for Canada, you guys. The politicians are really upset.
I think I'm gonna run. I'm gonna get involved. I'm gonna join. I'm gonna be a better politician.
They are the problem. That kind of human being, that kind of person, that kind of self-interested piece of shit is the problem. That's the problem. That spirit that exists is a sickness. It's a disease. We don't need an election. We don't need a selection. We don't need a protest. We don't need a riot. We need a goddamn exorcism. We need supernatural intervention at this point. You would have to make incredible examples out of these people. And you're not going to do it in the United States because Biden just pardoned everybody. It's funny that I thought Fauci was a hero. Fauci, the Fauci ouchie. Everybody got the Fauci ouchie. He's a hero. Why is he getting a pardon? You don't pardon people for being heroes, do you? Quite a bit of that going on. And you won't even need to have that conversation in Canada because there's only one party here. The state, the political class. That's it. There's no opposition. They're all just taking turns trying to see who's going to be able to get the most, do the best at stealing. What would be really hilarious? Now, I want the conservatives to win so I can watch them, their fans just turn inside out with total inability to understand what's happening. Just watch, everything is worse than ever, and they're just going to have no ability to solve that Rubik's Cube at all. Because otherwise, if they don't win, they will just keep blaming, oh, the damn libs, this never-ending excuse of blaming somebody else for your inability to do jack shit will continue forever. But even then, who knows how long they can drag on that charade? Well, 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years of this idiot looking for his glasses, blaming Trudeau for why someone's children are dead on the highway because Pinder ran them over with an 18-wheeler who's not supposed to be here. Well, he had to be here because, well, Danielle Smith put on a costume and she did the jingle-a-dunga, binga-bunga, ding-a-dunga, and so did Pierre, and so did all of the conservatives, and they have to. So when they're not stealing and when they're not, bending over for China or India or Israel or who knows how many, can we even at least get a list of the countries? I mean, we can guess. I think I probably named most of them right there. Is there more? Are there the United States certainly has people on the payroll. I'm certain of that. Can we even get a list of the countries that are absolutely stealing and raping us or no? I don't know how to break this disconnect where the average person in Canada sees the political class as like our, we just got to get them to do, they're the enemy. They're not with us. They're not from us. They're not like us. They aren't us. They're not even human beings. I don't even think that they're people. They don't possess the qualities of any people I've ever met and respected anywhere in my life, anywhere on planet Earth. I knew Afghan goat farmers that were better human beings than all the people in Ottawa right now. Without even having to look. I can guarantee that. There was more acts of selflessness and bravery and kindness from people like that on the other side of the planet than anything that goes on in that city but stealing. And are we so demoralized that are we that beaten that
oh, it's just the way it is. What else can you do? I'm gonna cheer for the red laundry. I like the orange laundry.
It's astonishing. Like how has no one figured this out yet? This is like a broken machine at a casino where you just keep putting or like in a video game arcade. Jeez, I'm dating myself now. Those probably don't exist. When I was a kid, you have to pay money. You go to the arcades and play video games. You put a dollar in there to let you play it for 10 minutes or something like that. They just keep putting the money in and nothing happens. And they're like, if we just keep doing this, so sooner or later. Like, are you stupid?
What else are we supposed to do?
Oh, I don't know. So, well, stop putting money in the arcade, for starters. That's the first thing you can do. Stop giving a shit. Stop listening to them when they talk. Stop going to their stupid conventions. Stop giving them money, definitely. Stop buying their stupid signs. Stop taking their pamphlets. Stop sharing their shit on social media. Stop following them on social. In fact, block them on social media. They don't matter. The only reason that they have any perceived importance or clout or power whatsoever is because people give it to them. They mentally and spiritually give it to them by resigning to this inside their mind that, well, they're important. That's Doug Ford, and he's an important. No, he's not. He's just a big fat drug dealer. He's just a big fat drug dealer. That's all he is. He's not anything. They're just pigs in suits. Lipstick on a pig. Stealing. Eating. Getting fatter. Fatter and fatter. Richer and richer. It's odd to me. It's odd to me for there to be a situation like this. We have such a, oh, such a tyrannical and terrible liberal government, don't we? We're fighting hard against them, are we? Are we doing that? Purple people, blue people, or whichever team of laundry that you like to wear. They've been battling so hard. They've been battling. Typically in battling, fighting, any kind of struggle or confrontation, you don't get rich. You tend to lose things. You tend to absorb injuries. Your health declines. Like it takes a lot out of you. And when I look at the cast of characters down in our seat of power in this country, they're richer than they've ever been. They're doing better than ever. How is that possible? Are you doing better than ever? Is anyone you know doing better than ever? How about better than they were 10 years ago? How about, is anyone just doing okay? I'd love to have that question. Let's have that CBC symposium in front of 50,000 people live. Is anybody just doing okay? Has anyone made it a week without seriously thinking, maybe I should just die? Maybe if I get made, or if I just swerve into oncoming traffic, or maybe. Because I know what those numbers are. Oh, what's that? You're fighting hard in Ottawa? Nice car! Nice car! I see your wife's got a real big fat bank account, peeps. How'd that happen? Oh, you're worth $25 million now? Amazing. Good for you. That must be from all the battling you did. All the battling in Ottawa against the damn libs. I can't wait to hear all about it when your new book comes out. Published by Rebel News.
I felt the air rise up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where
you fuck your laundry and fuck your team.
Michelle, I wait and bleed. I felt the air rise up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can see. Yes, I'm Michelle, I wait and bleed.
I could find better people at a bus stop to run this place. Just reminded of something. Appreciate the support, guys. Land of the home, faking the gates. Sir, you dropped this. Appreciate it, man. Steven Aureus has all the usual criminal suspects. Biden family members, J6 Commission, Fauci got last second pardons. Of course they did. Because they're all heroes. But now, they've lost their Fifth Amendment rights. I'm not even clear with what the Fifth Amendment is in the United States. Is that the right to have cheese? To eat as much cheese as you please? I'm not entirely sure. But this just reminded me of something. Somebody actually criticized me about this once. Well, more than once. But regarding, you know, this, what I do. And they're like, well, you're getting everybody all riled up. How's that helping anything? Helping to get right. You're getting everybody all riled up. I'm sorry. If someone was stealing from me and killing people I cared about, I would want to know. I would want to know about that. I would want to know about those things. And shouldn't you be angry? Shouldn't you be upset? Well, I'm sorry. What's the appropriate response then? to being governed by actual traders who are just getting rich off of stealing from our, you know, basically going through the pockets of our dying elderly who are being killed off in record numbers, by the way. The government of Canada has killed more of its own citizens than soldiers were killed by Axis forces in World War II since 2016 with the MAID program. Many of them people in their 70s and 80s. So we're just mass murdering our, like, this is who runs this place. What is the appropriate response? How are we supposed to react? Are we supposed to protest? I think because last time people tried that, you beat them with guns and horses, and now one guy who I've spoken to once in my life for maybe 3 minutes over a call that I was at a party, you know, that's basically my extent of any interaction or knowledge of Patrick King. But they were gonna pin this on somebody, and they needed somebody's head on the wall, and he's the one they got. I wasn't going down there for no stupid interview, and I knew what they were up. They weren't hitting me. But they got him, unfortunately, and they want 13 years in prison for mischief. 13 years. Now, I don't think he's going to get that. But 13 days would be crazy. Okay. What did Pat do? My knowledge of what his contribution to this entire situation was is that he had a fairly popular Facebook page at the time. Facebook is and still is the preferred platform of the over 50 crowd. And he was doing live videos and so on. And government doesn't like him. Okay, that's, you're allowed to not like, he's allowed to not like you either. I don't think it was his idea. I don't recall him giving orders to anyone. There was no organizational structure to anything. As far as I was aware, as another person in the Canadian, you know, talking head sphere of current things that are happening at the time, you know, that's all the word. I chose to say all of that instead of social media influencer because that's just the gayest sounding title in the. I won't do it. So, you know, and I was roped into this because I go, oh, well, you know, this many hundreds of thousands of people watched your videos. I'm like, I told people to not break the law. That's literally what I said. Many times, actually. And I don't know what he did. I remember when he was sitting in his car and they smashed the windows to go and get this guy and arrest him. And he was in there, I don't know, he's in there 7 months, 8 months, something like that. No, time served isn't enough. He needs more. He needs 13 years. Why? Because those rich parasites in Ottawa, they got real cranky that you dared. They're making an example out of him. Is he getting a book deal? Where's his Rebel News book deal? Why is he special? I mean, I know why I'm special. I know why nobody wants to deal with me because I don't take any shit. I'll tell the truth. And if I think you're full of shit, I'll let people know. So they stay far away from me. Lots of other people. I mean, they got book deals and speaking tours and they're getting flown around and they're. Why didn't Pat King get any of that? It's awful strange, but this is what happens. Just go protest. Yeah. Or not. So we live under a. Oh, regime of piglet goblin people who are addicted to stealing and respond to their constituents with Stones. When they ask for bread. I like that. I like that Pierre is trying to lean into some sort of Canadian nationalism and quote figures from the past. Some of our founding fathers of Confederacy and previous prime ministers and so on. And just ignoring that they were like, they would hate him now, you know, and would totally be on my side. And would, they'd still, I mean, I think Wilfrid Laurier would recover eventually, but he would still be doubled over vomiting violently over the amount of Indians that have taken over the country and that are now sitting in the House of Commons, not speaking English or French. That's just a hint as to the kind of mind that this guy had. But he likes to quote him and pretend. Mm-hmm, yes, just like that old guy said who was on the money that I love so much. It's pinned to my Twitter profile. It's like, that is the quote for me as a Canadian from any of our leaders, anybody we've ever had that ever spoke to me on a level that, like, from beyond the grave. The moment I finished reading it, I could feel it. And I was like, that. Like, he gets it. That's one of the truest things that's ever been said. You'd said it a lot better than I could. And he said, Wilfrid Laurier, what is hateful is not rebellion, but the despotism which induces the rebellion. What is hateful are not the rebels, but the men who, having the enjoyment of power, do not discharge the duties of power. They are the men who, having the power to redress wrongs, refuse to listen to the petitioners that are sent to them. And they are the men that, when they're asked for a loaf, they give a stone. Wilfrid Laurier was describing the exact kind of man, woman, and creature, or goblin monstrosity from the depths of Mordor, whatever that is, occupying Ottawa right now. Oh, there's an occupation in Canada. There is definitely one of those. But it's not by us. It's by whatever that is. Oh, Wilfrid nailed that down to a T. I'm the odious, hateful dirtbag, am I? Quote Laurier some more. What do you think Wilfrid Laurier would have said about the Freedom Convoy? We must wait and see how the winds turn. For it will not be advantageous to us, the political class, should we take a side that is not fortuitous in the future. If we choose the losing side now, gentlemen, we may find ourselves without a job and worse, pensions. Ooh, rabble, 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 rabble. Ooh, rabble, rabble, rabble. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, good job. Thanks, Willie. Attaboy. Woo! That's leadership, right? That's how you get your face on money. I mean, you had like near broken middle class, lower class people with nothing left, just living there on the street. Like, this is the last hurrah for them, hoping against hope that somehow, in some way, this is something will come from this. And surely I won't just be left to die. And they sat out there for weeks and weeks and weeks in February. Oh, but I forgot. Pierre got mud on his boot that time, like the common people. Remember that? Jeez, I hope he didn't have to dip into his $25 million to get another pair of shoes. That would be tragic. I hope they do it again. I dare you to do it again. Quote another one. Quote Darcy McGee. Go ahead. Quote Sir John A. again. Quote any of them. Because there's lots of quotes. There's a lot. They wrote a lot of stuff down. And they're just betting that they'll find a snippet. They'll find something here that goes, oh, this sounds like it'll play well with the immigrant community. This sounds like it'll get me more Sikh temple votes in Edmonton Center. I'll say this. Yeah, I'd be careful with that because people can look this stuff up now. This is in the 80s. Like, you have to go to the library, check out a book. Nobody's got time for that. I'm lazy. Nobody's going to do it. Now, geez. Man gets curious. You could be just laying there in bed, sitting on the toilet. You know what? You know what? I am going to look this up for a minute. Just out of curiosity. Oh, look at that. Look at those. Look at that rhetoric. Look at all those. Look at all that crazy language coming out of the people that built this place. Talking about exactly the kind of people ruining it right now. We don't have leaders. We have professional managers, like prison staff, like wardens, like there's a word. They're like toadies or something. There's like an old word, you know. They're like these well-paid scum. You ever read any Machiavelli's books? I think this might have been in The Prince is one of them. When you conquer a new territory. You know, you take over a city, a town, a country, whatever. You don't put your guys in charge because everybody can tell that you ain't them. You know, like if China was going to come over and conquer Canada, it's not going to put Chinese mayors and Chinese police and Chinese soldiers everywhere because that's a little on the nose, wouldn't it? Or would it make more sense, or maybe be a little more prudent to beg, borrow, steal, blackmail, buy, whatever, whoever, doesn't matter. Find some scum who are willing to do your bidding for you for a little bit of crumbs off of daddy's table. And then that way, it presents the illusion that Canada is still run by Canadians when it isn't. And it hasn't been for some time. And that's not true in the United States either, or in England, or in any country, really. What do you think Trudeau meant when he said Canada is the first post-national state? They're erasing our identities as people, as tribes, as clans, as nations, as families even. That makes us more interchangeable as economic units. It's good for corporations. It's good for money. It's good for big money. We're the first post-national state. Well, the nation is the state. Like this, that's like he might as well have said we're the first person that's died while they're still alive. We're dead, but we're alive. And kind of like his career, because he resigned, but he's still here. It's kind of a good metaphor, right? I'm quitting, but not today. But maybe, but soon, but not soon. But sooner than soon. But not maybe, but soon, but also maybe not. What? And then they spent, oh, yay, Trudeau's gone. Like, did you listen to anything he said? You don't. None of you listen, do you? None of you listen. You just cheer for your, I put my laundry on. I roll around in my purple laundry and my purple bed sheets and masturbate in my purple laundry. This was hand signed by my blue laundry guy. He wears the blue and he signed it with a blue pen. Oh. Do you even listen to what these people say? Of course you don't. Resigning, probably, in the future, after a convention, whenever that happens. Maybe at the end of March. I don't know. And they all acted like it was some kind of big win. It's like, man, it takes nothing. It's insulting. That's like all of those hungry, starving, you know, petitioners I'm talking about. They're all gathered around outside the gates of the, oh, please. And he's like, oh, fine, here. And he throws you half a Fig Newton. And people are like, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, the benevolence. I hope you didn't get any mud on your boots like the common people do, sir. Oh, are we going to get a 1% tax break? Oh, wow, really? So here's the thing, Mr. Johnson. You owe us $58,000, and you've got 30 days to come up with it. But here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you a $40 Amazon gift certificate. I can't wait to vote for him! That's another reason these people don't like me. Because they're all full of shit. They're all stupid and full of shit. This is all bullshit. And it's so easy to just pick it apart. It's like taking apart a child's Lego set. So it's like, stay away. Ban, block, keep, stay away! Stay away! I'm trying to grift over here with my Twitter account! Which, you know, I encourage people to cancel. I did. After I saw what they were doing. Oh, you free speech, except it's the kind you don't like, and all right. Turns out Elon Musk is a piece of shit like everybody. Oh, imagine! Imagine! No way! But you pay for it. I think you pay for a year up front. I think I did it in August. So whenever August comes, it'll run out. But I was like, no, I'm not giving you money. Just yanking people's ability and reach and all of that. He even quoted the ADL. Elon Musk did. He quoted Jonathan Greenblatt. You have freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. Could I hire you to pretend to be good at video games for me? What the hell is wrong with that guy? How mentally ill are you when you're the richest man in the world and you're like, I need to pay random Chinese teenagers to play video games for me so I can have the account to log into so that when people watch me streaming me play, they believe that I'm amazing at video games. I need that status, apparently, as the richest man in the world. And everyone's like, oh, America's, everything's going to get fixed. I'm like, at this point, like if I was just sitting across the table from another guy, you know, and he's just like constantly shit-faced on tequila, I would just be like, I know, yeah. He'd just give you one of these looks like, I know. It's taking everything in me to not join you because Jesus Christ. This place. Well, you see, I sit down like, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Like, oh, yes, I do. How absolutely backwards and retarded this place is. It's endless. There's always room for Jell-O. Brian on Rumble, thank you, man. He says, great to see you back. I thought you'd be a glowing Wiener Brown, but you're still Canadian with Scott's entry. I told you, boys, I just turned red. I'm just red. I'm just red now. Okay? And then it'll all die off and peel away. It'll go back to being white. No one listens, you know? Morgan, he's like, you just got to get a tan. I'm like, I don't get tans. I'm a Gale. I'm fucking white. I'm as white as an egg. I go in the sun and fucking catch fire. Stay under the clouds or they'll burn you. Keep a watchful eye for the sun. It hunts us, boy. For sport! No, I just turn red, and then back to white, and then red again, and then back. And I think if you do it enough times, you just have cancer. So, I don't know. Are you a whiter shade of pale? I don't know what I am. I'm sunburned white guy. All right. Yeah. He says, thanks. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate that. All right. There's a few on Entropy I didn't get to. And we're back on Odyssey, by the way. Now, I didn't cuck. I stuck to my guns. But I got an email. And I'm going to take 2% credit for this. This was 2% my fault that I made this happen. The other 98% was everyone else. 2% was me, though. I think other creators, a number of people complained to Odyssey that, because their payment processor was, what they were using was Stripe, and Stripe is just really, like, I mean, you can say gay, but, like, it's not enough, right? I don't know what to say. Like, it's got to be, like, something far more severe, you know? It's like the Nick Fuentes Destiny sex tape, like that level of gay. All right. It needs to be horrifyingly. Oh my God. You know? So what this is how Stripe was operating, is that communists can just say that person should be able to make money because I don't like them. And you're done. And, enough of the guys went to Odyssey and was like, look, you got to come up with a different payment option because Stripe is ridiculous. You can't be doing this. So credit where they're due. Odyssey has told Stripe to pound sand. And now they're doing a new thing with, I think it's called some kind of cryptocurrency way to, you'll get paid a different way. They're just doing it with different nerds now. Okay. But good to go. So it's like, all right, fine. I will go back and I will use the platform again. Your terms are acceptable, you know? I don't even know how to set any of that stuff up. I saw somebody like tip me something there earlier. I don't even know if I'll even be able to get that. I don't have an account. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But it's back there now, and hopefully, I think it said by early February it'll be up and running. So we are back on Odyssey, and I'll be here until something dumb happens again. But I think we're safe. I think we're safe this time. Steven says the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms just won the right to an expedited Supreme Court hearing as to whether the proroguing of government by Trudeau's constitutional, from what I read, is it doesn't matter. I mean, who cares? The conservatives did it a bunch of times already. What are they crying about? They invented it. Who cares? Government, no government, it doesn't make any difference. They're just antsy. They just want their turn. The conservatives just want an election so they can have their turn. They want their turn. It's their turn. I want my turn. That's all you're seeing play out. I couldn't care less. I hope they never come back. I hope the best thing that could happen to Canada is that when Parliament sits in that building, the one missile that is accidentally fired in all of World War III before it was stopped at the last moment, it couldn't be stopped. It's such a tragedy. And it just happened to slam right into the Peace Tower and eliminate all of the entire Canadian leadership in one fell swoop. It was a random, we thought it was going to land in the middle of the, you know, Hudson Bay, but it did anyway. It was an accident and, in other news, Canada has made a miraculous turnaround in the last 15 years. Its GDP, like everything, has just improved dramatically, and with seemingly no one in charge. I'm not advocating for anarchy, by the way. I'm just saying, when you have the absolute worst management possible, to the point that it's just enemy installed governors. They're just here to manage someone else's property, who we are. And get rich while they're doing it. I don't see how we could do worse. I don't think there's worse. You could put animals in charge, ducks, geese. We could try birds, some fish. I don't know. Maybe see how some monkeys could do. What else is out there? What else is smart? The dolphins. Give the dolphin. Make the Speaker of the House a dolphin. What else can we do? But sometimes insects can be intelligent. An ant farm. And a giant ant farm will represent all of Elizabeth May, whatever she's been doing, drinking for the past 30 goddamn years. Why is she still on my television? Get
that hag's face off of my damn screen. I paid too much. I paid too much. I paid too much in taxes. I paid too much for the unit. I paid too much to get it here. I paid too much. I paid too much money to have this screen and have it filled with this stupid drunk witch's face year after year after pointless year of her existence. Oh my God! Oh my God! Go away! But why would you when you're making so much money to do absolutely nothing? What's the Green Party been polling at? 5% for the last 400 years, I think. Elizabeth, she started out actually petitioning, trying to get donations to find the Franklin Expedition, to find a Northwest Passage.
We just need a couple hundred dollars to find Franklin and Bowen Render. And if you don't even acknowledge the climate change, then you...
All right, Elizabeth, that's enough. You need
to... I'm the leader of the Green Party.
Yeah, you're something. You're something, all right. You're for some reason on the you're just included all the time. You're absolutely pointless. One of the dumbest people I've ever heard speak. Clearly an out of control alcoholic, and just, you know, perennially. She's always there, and everyone acts like, yeah, there's the Green Party with their totally... Can we ban them? Can we ban them from existing? The Canadian Charter of Rights obviously means nothing. None of this shit means anything anymore. Power is the only thing that matters. So if we ever accumulate enough power to just go absolutely tyrannical, that one of the first things we're doing, ban the Green Party, jail Elizabeth May for life. She may be immortal. I think she's 700 years old. And every dollar that she's ever accrued in her estate and every one of her immediate family, seize all of that. And we'll reinvest that in, I don't know, Newfoundland. Newfoundland oil and gas. There you go. Should be enough to get at least one rig up. Take that, Green Party. She was basically installed here by the Americans, by the way. You want to look into her pointless history? Jesus. Is this what it feels? I was lucky that I have, you know, wonderful, great, you know, parents and family. But is this what it's like to just have a total embarrassment of like a father or a mother or, you know what I mean? Like just an absolute, this is my mom, you know, like I've met people like that, you know, that's how I feel living in Canada. Somehow this is my father. We are going to also put tariffs on America. Okay, you do that, Justin. Oh, I feel like too many really great people gave up a lot and sacrificed a lot, everything, for us to try to be something, to try to make our mark on the world, achieve something, be not just exist. The idea of Canada wasn't just to exist. It wasn't let's build some shopping malls and some enough room for Indians to do DoorDash and call it a day. That wasn't the plan. There was nothing here. A whole continent. And it was not an easy time. Hundreds of years and all of the labor and all of the work and the fighting and just to get everybody behind just the one idea. And then to finally confederate the... Just to even get it into one nation state of Canada. That wasn't even easy to do. And they saw that the potential of this place was immense. And I
the resources we have, the amount of space we have. And yes, a lot of us do live right along the U.S. border because the terrain is not very hospitable in a lot of places. There's still, we could still have, if this place had been managed properly from, you know, 1960 to present day, I think we could have 80 to 90 million people living here now, Canadians, and we would be one of the top five most influential and powerful countries in the world. We would be very, very wealthy. We would be one of the, if not the top oil exporting country on Earth. We also have insane amounts of coal reserves, uranium, like literally whatever you need, someone in the world. We have something someone in the world needs all the time. Do you understand what that means for you economically? That means it's impossible for you to be broke ever. So, no matter what happens, somebody somewhere needs something that you have shitloads of and can charge whatever you want for, almost. Somehow, they found a way to fuck this up. I mean, it's almost impressive. It's almost like achievement unlocked. How do you have the best? Any of you guys play video games? I like the old, the big strategy games. Like, you know, Age of Empires was a little simple, but, you know, that was okay. But like Civilization or, you know, stuff like that. How do you have like an absolute amazing setup starting area like Canada? We don't have any regional enemies to contend with. Like, it's not like, you know, the Mongolians are also always at the gates and we got to, you know, spend a great deal of our time and money fighting with them. And nope, no, didn't have to deal with that. We don't have, we don't even have regional, like climate to deal with, like tsunamis and earthquakes and like there's parts of the world where it's just like, yeah, sometimes the world just kills everybody that lives there. Volcanoes, you know, we don't have any of that. We have some big bears and there's some dogs around some places. Maybe there might also be a spider somewhere in all of the country, but generally, I mean, there's bobcats and cougars. There's some wild. We, as far as wildlife goes, like Australia's up here and we're down here. Everyone living in Australia is half insane. Just, I would say even just to go outside. You don't have to go outside. It will come inside. I've seen some of the videos of some of these giant spiders and snakes and just crazy things just coming into their houses. Oh, I don't want to say my, I can't do the Australian accent. My fucking kitchen. Right. I can't do it. I have to go listen to them for a while and I have to recalibrate and I think I cleared that cache file and replaced it with Spanish because I was making fun of them for a little while when I was in Mexico, and I think I gotta rebuild it. Crikey! Yeah, there you go. All right. I got some on entropy. Let me just make sure it didn't kill itself. It didn't get made. Didn't get government made. That's good. I want to make sure because sometimes entropy does that. Uzi, thank you very much. Says, regarding the U.S. takeover, I get not wanting to submit, but why not align with the other patriots and fight for white people in North America? Longtime Spotify listener. Well, the U.S. already owns Canada. There are no nation states anymore. It's mostly for show. It's not real. And the United States is in worse spot than we are. What are they done, like 58% white now? And on the verge of the Third World War with, I mean, it is not good down there. And they already own this place anyway. They just tell us what they want us to do and we have to do it. Like we have no ability to resist them at all. And for Ottawa to pretend like we do, I mean, what else do you want them to do? I think I tweeted that. I was like, what do you want them to say? Trudeau was like, well, we'll do it back, basically. I'm going to put 25% tariffs on everything coming out of Ontario. I'm going to bankrupt them. I'm going to take them. Well, I'm going to do that back to you. Well, that's nice. His economy is like 100 times the size of yours. You're going to get, so, okay, you're going to get in a spending war with your Amazon gift card and $50,000 in debt with the guy that owns the casino? That's your plan? You're going to get in a bidding war with, oh, okay, that's going to go well. Oh, but the laundry people are eating. Oh, no, good idea. Red laundry, like I go. Boo, blue laundry would do it differently. I can't take them. None of them are worth taking seriously. They're all jokes of human beings to me, if they're people at all, which is up for debate. As I've said, I personally am of the belief, and this is part of my religious, you know, you can't persecute me for this. It's part of my religious belief is that I believe the current political class of people in Canada are not human beings. They do not possess souls. They are not people. So says the Order of Philip. Okay. You have to have some semblance of honor, and they have none. So I don't. I absolutely can't stand them. Zoo, thank you very much. Adam Taylor says, watching from Australia.
Oh, boy.
For 2 years, he says, he just started a silver currency barter token. Please connect. I want to intro you. SilverLibertyReserves.com. Why though? I mean, I just want to buy like exotic weaponry now. Like if there is like a jetpack / predator laser combo, like some kind of weird, like a cloaking device, I would buy one of those. Like I'm at that stage of just, I want eccentric weird stuff because I don't care anymore. Like, hopefully the silver thing works out for people. Guys have been stacking that for years, but that price has been so suppressed. And they say it's going to be the first elemental, the first thing on the elemental chart to just go away because we'll have used it all. They use silver in everything. It should be worth much more than it is. It's used in everything. Electronics, like you wouldn't believe how much it's used. And it's also thrown away constantly. It's constantly thrown in the trash, like old phones, old screen, all of this stuff. And there's only a finite amount of it in the world, and eventually it will, you know, run out. And they use it for solar panels. They use it for circuit boards. It's used for all kinds of things. And eventually it's, so the theory is it should be worth a lot more eventually at some point, but I think it's historically 20 pieces of silver would equal one piece of gold. And right now I think it's like 90 to one or something crazy. Zainal says, do they even have mayo in Mexico? No, they don't. They don't. They don't have mayo in Mexico, and they don't have Indians in Mexico. I didn't see one. I don't know. I know you're not going to believe me. I know you won't believe me. But it's true. I probably saw, I don't know how many thousands of people. Not one. I didn't see one. Not at the airport. Not none. I mean, at the airports in Canada, yeah. But I mean, once you hit the zone, that continental area, once you're in Mexico, no, I don't think there's any Indian people in all of Mexico. I saw a couple of Muslim women. Like two. Two and a half. One of them might have been the same one on a different day. I don't know. Yeah, no, I didn't see one. I didn't see a single one. So that's fine. That should be my, that's a travel ad right there. You guys want to advertise for Mexico? That's how you. YouTube, I mean, you've done such a good job. Can you just, I typed in Mexican travel ad music in the hopes that it would come up with something. And this could work. Let's just see. Hey! Hola! Señor, señoritas! Canada is cold, no? You should come down here to Mexico. You want to come to Mexico, okay?
Let me tell you a little bit about Mexico. Loso so much tequila and not a single one jit. No jit. You see a jit? I see no jit. No habla India. Perfecto. Correcto. Da, 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 da.
Travel to Mexico has exploded this year through Canada. Am I saying it's worth going to Mexico for the sole reason of not just, you just don't have to listen to, see, or be around Indians for a week? To some people. This is a serious German. For most people, that is a crazy request. For most people, that's crazy. But for Canadians, you understand. You know what it's like up here. It's not just. Oh no no! Oh, did you think? Oh, you call a bank and get your bank card renewed? Did you think that was? Oh no no no! Oh, you think then you go to the bank and also the employees or no? You need to get gas before you get there too. And oh wait, look more. Yeah, if you make it there, because there's been several car accidents on the way there. There's people all on the, that truck's on fire. And like, oh look, there's more of them there. And then you step in something and they're like, is that human shit? And you're like. Do anything. Get me out of here. I don't care what it costs. I'll go down on a donkey. I'll sail down. I don't care. Get me the fuck out of here. I think the Mexican travel agencies are just not leveraging how much can it. It's not worth it to everybody, but to me, I mean. It was like the second or third day that I thought something's. I couldn't place it. I'm like, there's something, and I don't know what it is. The heat, no. The food, great. Everybody's speaking Spanish, of course. It's not that. What is it? Something is different about being alive on Earth. Basically, is what I'm saying. I'm like, I looked. I haven't gotten taller. I don't think, and everything seems the same. Look in the mirror. I look the same, and there's no weird science fiction body swap thing has happened. And then it just dawned on me. It's like, oh, you know what it is?
Bloody fuck you, bloody!
I haven't had that.
Whoa, wait, ma'am, no.
No, we're going.
No.
Yep.
No.
You're not allowed.
No. Banned
from. Banned from Mexico. Yes. Yes, we do. Yes,
you
we do.
You don't have to do that.
Yes, we do. You're banned. Best perk. Mexico's best perk. No Indians. Yet. At least that I saw. From Merida to Cancun and back, I didn't see any. That doesn't mean they're not there. I just didn't see any, and I was surprised. It kind of worried me too. It's like, well, where are they? Like, what are they doing? I mean, they do move in hives, right? You see them ones. They're never in ones and twos. It's always in large, like hives, like swarms of Indians. You know, swarms of call centers is, I think, the correct anthropological term is a swarm of call centers. When the archaeologists dig under Trash Mahal. The pile of trash next to the Taj Mahal that is the same size as the Taj Mahal, growing by 2,000 tons of trash a day. When in the future, when assuming anyone lives, they'll dig it up and they'll see all these people, you know, dead in front of laptops and screens, and it's clearly a call center, scam center, and be like, oh, this was a call center of Indians, a horde, a swarm. And then, like, doesn't even make sense. There's no infrastructure around here, or what? What were they plugging the phones in? That's just what they don't know what else to do. They found them in the middle of the mountain range, nowhere. There's no Wi-Fi, nothing. They didn't know what else to do, so they thought, we'll set up a call center here, and, you know, I guess that's just what they thought was going to work. I mean, come on. You know, they get in front of trains as they're coming towards them to take pictures and get hit by them and die, and you think that's it. That's, oh, they would never do something that stupid. They wouldn't. They wouldn't. Maybe they're not allowed in Mexico. Maybe the cartels have arranged something. I don't know. All I'm saying is... that might have been my best. That may have been the best feature of the whole trip. And then I know I don't recall seeing any Mexico. There was cilantro. I'm not a cilantro fan, but I mean I'll suffer cilantro if I have to. Mayo is. I mean, I wouldn't ask you to do something that you find reprehensible. How dare you? Frostback says, can we redesignate the global war on terror to the global war on terror? It was only ever Americans I heard refer to it as that. The GWAT, the global war on terror. The Goyim war on terror. Or the global war on Goyim, or yeah, something like that. Why not? Who cares? It's all, just ask the ADL. Like, is this hate speech phrase taken yet? The ADL's job is basically to play Monopoly with all words, phrases, symbols, and images that can possibly exist ever and make all of them illegal. That anything you, numbers, you know, like leaf patterns, even a bug dead in the right kind of light is like, that's a hate symbol. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. They'll just find a way. So you might as well see if that one's taken. If it's not, use it. Then they'll put it in there and say, no, you can't say that. Elon's banned you from Twitter for that now. Boiling Frog says, I think Leslie Borey should receive more attention from us. Canadian political prisoner trial ongoing, but there's a gag order. Failed revolution starter. I have no idea who this person is. Leslie Borey. I mean, if I don't know who they are personally, I mean, I try not to get involved because it's sketchy out there, man. A lot of people you deal with are pieces of shit, or they're liars, or they're thieves. Everyone's worried about, oh man, the feds, bro. It's like, the feds are like 1% of the problem. 99% of the problem is so many people are just pieces of shit and totally not worth your time and will stab you in the back at the drop of a hat. The moment it may appear that they could get something out of it, there may be some advantage in it for them they will. Jeez, I think crabs in a bucket is too, I mean, crabs are kind of cool, right? People like to eat crabs. They've got those big claws, you know, they fight. They've got that big shell. They're like, bah! You know, like a crab, like if you can make a giant version of something and it's terrifying, it's kind of cool, right? Like if you made a giant worm, that's not cool. It's just gross, right? Like a parasite worm, like a politician, you make a giant 100-foot one. You're just like, ah, it's like that thing from Starship Troopers. You just want to kill it. You do that with a crab, you're running for your life. You're running for your life. You know, it's just scooping up Abrams tanks and eating them like its shells impervious to weapons. That would be amazing. That would be cool. So calling them crabs in a bucket is too good. Goblins in a filth pile? I don't know, man. I don't know. Who cares? They're not even worth naming. You know what I mean? There's probably people that are like, what are we talking about? It's like, it could literally be 24 people at this point. I don't care. I mean, they just put them in the trash pile. I'm looking forward to being surprised again. I'm looking forward to someone surprising me again. It's been a while since that's happened. I'm due for a pleasant, somebody surprises me that they're, you know, wow, you're a good person. Keep your head, says Pat King, the second most famous Canadian to go across country, uniting Canadians with one leg at Derek Rance. What? The second. Oh, I see. Yeah. That's going to be done. So I've seen some of the work Edgy's been doing. It's going to be somewhere between an hour and a half. The tour, movie, video, documentary incriminating hate evidence. I don't know what it is. February, it should be, we're looking like we're going to be on schedule to have that done, and we're probably going to host it on one of the websites, and we'll charge a nominal fee of $900 to watch it for a minute. $900 a minute, I think, is fair. And we'll have that out soon, so that'll be fun. I haven't even seen any of it. I didn't watch back most of it. I just, you know, it'll be kind of funny and cringe for me to go, oh my god, I'm such an idiot. You know, I hate watching anything that I do. I don't want to watch it. I'm an idiot. They seem to be having fun putting it together, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. So that will be sometime in February, very soon. The Terry tantrum will be featured in there. More of the lore of Derek's. Derek's had an ongoing. This Terry Fox problem is, I don't, it's just not going away. It's not going away. So again, he maybe as a compromise, you know, Derek's going to be like, listen, if you're allowed to get rid of Elizabeth May and the Green Party, I'm getting rid of Terry Fox. I'm going to have to. I'm only going to say it's okay because we're just going to cut paste James Top right on top of him anyway, like it never, you know, and just carry on. So like we have a ready made replacement to just there, and everything will be okay. So this is a compromise I'm willing to make. If it gets that booze bag witch out of there, I'll, you know. Octosteen says, did you see Elon was tweaking and throwing a Roman like Dr. Strange? Yeah, what he did? He did this weird. Wait, what side was he on? Yeah, it was this. He did one of these weird. He went like this, like with a like he was throwing his heart at people. I don't know. And people think he's doing a Nazi. So I don't. He's. Oh my god. He pays Chinese kids to pretend to be good at video games for him. Relax. My goodness. You know? I'm just like it is funny. I wonder if he may have done it just to piss people off. Just I would if I was him, if I had that, if people were constantly paying attention to every little thing that I did, even the ones that do, and as it is now, I do this now. So I know this isn't like a hypothetical. I do it now. It would just be at a much bigger scale. There's psycho obsessed freak people that watch everything that I do because they're obsessed and they think and they hope and they plead and they beg every night to their, you know, whatever it is they believe in, probably something gay, that I'm soon, someday, I will have sexual intercourse with them, but it will never happen. No, it won't. But they insist and they persist and they think if they just hate watch long enough, you know. But there's people just constantly obsessing over every little thing that you do all the time. I would just be constantly, constantly screwing with everybody to just watch them go insane. And they'd be like, why? Why'd you do this, Elon? Why? Because I'm making a point. I'm one guy. And you're obsessing over every tiny, minute, little detail there is to do. Like, are any of you living your own lives? Are any of you doing anything other than just being a passive observer? Oh, look what he did. Oh, look what they did. Oh, look what they're doing. Oh, look what he's doing. Oh, look at that. So I'm constantly screwing with you. You're one of the most annoying kinds of people that there are that exist. You're the spectator. Oh, yeah, you're the best. You're the people that sit up in the nosebleed cheap seats and yell and boo from the fucking way up there in the rafters at the guy getting punched in the mouth for money for a few hundred bucks. That's who you are. So I would absolutely just constantly be doing all kinds of stuff that, and I do, and they have their own little group chats and paid, what do you, I know what it means. Oh, it's a code to the, it's a fucking, I'm just like, it's very fun sometimes to have like an island of broken toys that I can just like a keyboard, I can just go boop. I know exactly what to say, when to say, how to say it. And I just watch this. Who do you want to see lose their fucking mind now? Watch this. Boop. And off they go. There's 6 months now. Goodbye. Have fun. Go write a book about it. I hope that's what Elon's doing, because that would, at least that would be kind of endearing and funny. I mean, I can relate to that. Or maybe for a minute he felt like he's like I'm gonna try out Hitler. I'm gonna see how I kind of like that. Like, that kind of felt good. I think I might do that again. Maybe that's what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. I just know that I don't care. I don't care that much. And I think everybody else cares way too much. Because again, he pays Chinese teenagers to pretend to be good at video games for him. Like, what? Why? Why in the world? Imagine that's your job. Could you imagine? No one would believe you. You're just this like 19-year-old Chinese kid. There's like 16 monsters on his desk. He hasn't slept in days. He's just like, take all these drugs. It's just his father like chastising him in Chinese. Father, is I don't see that I would teach what Dr. Elon Musk is trying to do just right to clear. Oh, she ain't that good, but you're going to. And then all of China figured out we could. We'll just take turns grifting these idiot rich people who think being good at video games is important, and we're all just siphoning money. How did you get your, how did you make your money, Jim Quanjit?
I play a video game for Elon Musk and make $100 million.
Wow. Wow. I mean, back in the day, some people used to have to hunt violent predators and do like super dangerous, like to make a living in the world was so scary and difficult and hard. And you're just like, I basically live on candy and energy drinks and play games for a rich billionaire on the other side of the world so he can pretend he's good at stuff on Twitter. And I get paid $150,000 a month to do this. I mean, probably, right? Like, what would he be paying him? How much is it? I want to know how much these people are getting paid. I want to see Elon's tax returns. I want it, and for that reason, that's I'd be interested in a lot of his tax returns, but I want to see what that line is. Employees, what's that? Where's this subsection, huh? Where's my fucking, I'm a rich asshole. Where's my monocle? Let me see this. Uh-huh. What's it right there? $14 million for digital services. What is that, Elon?
I pay Chinese children to play. You're...
weren't you making spaceships a minute ago? No, that's fake. That's also fake. Like, that's also a grift, okay? Oh, God. Is this why the Cybertrucks and everything are all exploding? And he's like, I don't know who made those either. He's just, I think Elon Musk's entire personality is paying Chinese people to make things for him, and then he pretends he made them. That's it. That's all he's saying.
That was me. I did that. I made that self-driving car. I made a rocket. I'm a rocket man. Ha ha. I made a rocket.
No, you're just paying broke Chinese guys that are smart to make you things for slave labor prices. By the way, it could be true, guys. We don't know. There's no evidence it's not true. All right, think about that. That's the one thing you need to know about. It's been so long, I don't even remember what I did with any of this stuff.
Jeez, it was faster when I had the thing, you know? Now it's just the moments pass, but like... But why?
Not only why, but how. Elon Musk, one of the world's most successful and richest and ostensibly most powerful men that have ever lived, seemingly under the spell or guise that being at an elite level of Chinese video gaming is essential not only to his success, but maybe even his very life itself.
Witnesses have surfaced but have disappeared as quickly as they have been discovered as people are silenced. And in other news, people are finding Jews climbing out of tunnels underneath the superstructure of New York City. Calls are coming in. And we hope that maybe one of you out there has a clue that will unravel this unsolved mystery. Are the tunnels connected to Elon? Is Elon in the tunnels? Are the children in the tunnels working for Elon? We may never know. Tune in next week to find out absolutely nothing. Because I will definitely have been assassinated by then. The CIA will tell you it was a heart attack. I have no heart problems or congenital defects. In fact, they discovered and invented this weapon as early as the 1970s. You can look it up. It's in congressional hearings, people. It uses a type of poison shellfish dart. You won't even know it unless you look for it. So if you think the CIA isn't out there whacking people, you're wrong. And why do it in the first place? I can tell you why. It's because they know about the tunnels. And they know what's going on in them with Elon. That's why. That's why that's going on. Or something. We'll be right back. Well, that was unhinged, you know. Anyway, Jenstein says, good to see you. When is the tour doc coming out of Edgy's closet? Well, we covered this. We could go back and cover it again, but I don't want to. Now it's $1,000 a minute. I'm looking forward to watching it. That's what I'm most excited. It's been a while. We should do another one of these guys. And it holds up. The first one we did, we all collaborated on way back. 2020, I want to say, the Son of Plaid during the lockdown days. That was one of our first subversive propaganda efforts. It holds up. Faith Goldie's in it. She has a cameo as the son. And then there was Boog to the Future. That was with East Coast Canadian. That was his project. Who was also in the first one, Son of Plaid. So now we have the tour, whatever this is. And then I think we need one more film. One more to wrap it up. We've got a documentary DVD package and a trilogy of something that's not that good. But you know what? We don't have any competition. So it's the best that there is. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. You know how I know that? Everybody else in Canada's got better shit to do. So nobody else is even trying to do anything like this. So not only will we make a third one, but it'll be the best trilogy of subversive, borderline, criminal, Canadian... Is it a joke? We don't know. It's just media content in history. God damn it. God damn it. I've considered if I start acting and talking more like Vince McMahon, will I start to inherit more of his qualities? Well, I only need... What happens if I only start sleeping 4 hours a night and just walking around like this everywhere I go? Get out of my way, god damn it! You know, just... You're hired, Morgan! Yep, I think that's what I'm going to do now. That's my new character arc. I know. Yeah. Yep. Maturing is when you're a kid, you want to grow up to be Stone Cold Steve Austin, but when you grow up realizing that who you really want to be is Vincent Kennedy McMahon! It's you and God versus me, Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Ha! I broke the streak. We went like four streams in a row, maybe even five, without mentioning wrestling or Vince McMahon. I feel like I owe a service to the community. Now that that's been repaid, my throat hurts. Let's move on. Zanel says, here's another $3. I feel that rant was worth more than I paid. Well, see, there we go. There we go. Finally, some good patronage around here. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Jen Steen says, shout out to Miss Speaker. CRJ banned her. What did he, ban her or did he hit her with a paddle? What do you mean, though? You have to be more specific. Or don't. Actually, don't be more specific. Alex Woods says, hey, Mexicans, it's so wonderful here. You don't have any damn Indians. No, we've got damn Canadians. Yeah, they're mad about us down there. It's funny, too. One person was like asking me if I was American. I can't remember. Like, Americano. And I'm like, no, Canada, the Canadian thing on the bag. And his body, I can't remember. It wasn't so much what he said. It was his body language was like, whatever. You're both shit. Like, he didn't care. He's like, same thing. Fuck both of you. You know? Like, are you American? Like, no, I'm Canadian. Like, we used to have that globally. People go, oh, Canada. Oh, yeah, you guys are cool. You know, the Americans, I mean, they're kind of dicks. They kind of have a reputation globally. Not everybody's a big fan of the United States. But everywhere you went, people saw the Canadian thing. They're like, oh, you know what? Nobody really had a problem. Now, these days, it's like, you know, it just don't, you're better off not. Don't bring one at all. Just don't even. If fucking Saul Alvarez can be Mexican, I can hide amongst them. You know, he's got a red beard. He's Mexican. Saul Alvarez is Mexican. You know, that's what his best. He was born there. Well, there you go. He's as white as they come, but there you go. He magically became a totally different type of human being. Magic dirt. The magic dirt is powerful. You know. He is good at punching people, though. Hope I don't run into him. He'll get me. Zabexamai says, no, I think Elon was just being retarded. Well, I mean, he is like a little retarded. I mean, he's kind of admitted that, hasn't he? I think so. Camby Dread says, don't eat sea spiders and cilantro. Soap and ocean poop. Welcome home. I don't know what I read. Just I don't know what happened, but you heard it. Something happened in my... I almost got sick. Why do they do this to me? This is what they do. Some people are like, here, thank you. Thank you for the free entertainment. And other people are like, hey, I wonder if I can make them have a stroke and die right now live in front of me. Make them throw up. Oh, now I probably have to look at the news. I don't really have to. I was like, you know, it's been a while since I've opened Telegram and talked to any people. Any of you guys, but I mean, you guys are all probably insane and just going to Fed boast and get me in jail anyway. So we should. We probably should do that. You know what? I will. I'll do that right now. It's been a minute. Let's see here. How do I do this? How do I do this? I go to my Telegram page and I go like this and I go start live stream right now. I press the button. As me or as my account? Who was all? I don't know. It's quite the collection of. Oh, that's my old channel. I was like, what's that one? 12,000 subscribers. Oh, that's the one they wouldn't let me use anymore. Connecting. There, now it's turned on. So if you go to telegram.me/JeremyMcKenzieX and join the page. That's the only way I can get anything out anywhere anyway. Twitter sometimes, but I mean, we know that's not going to last. So I'm not going to pay them they're going to get us eventually. So I'm not just going to give them money. But if you do, you want to hop in and, I don't know, we can cut it up for a minute or two and see how, like, are you ready to explode? How much longer can you handle it before you completely lose your mind? 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 hours. Let's do a temperature check out there, Canada, and find out just how many people are on a knife's edge. You also join the live stream in the Telegram chat. And there's a little button there you can put up your hand and it'll... No, press it. But nobody, they're just sitting in there. They do this. Why are you in there? If you don't want on here, then you have to press the button. You have to. Thank God. Trying. Allow. Yes. Allow. Oh, thank God. Kyra, I was ready to end it.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello. I was ready to end it.
Only pressed it because you told me to. I only do things because you tell me to. So.
All right. I'm a very powerful... we're very powerful dark lords, aren't we, Phil? Yes. Did you rob that bank?
You're not dark, though. You're Peely Wally.
I'm what?
Have you heard that term before?
I'm what?
Peely Wally.
The hell is that?
Peely Wally. It's pale Wallace.
That sounds like an indigenous curse.
No. Peely Wally. It's you. It's your a pale Scottish man.
Okay. You say so.
Yeah.
We'll look into this, Phil.
Look it up.
I don't trust it, but we'll look into it. How's everything going out there?
Peely Wally. Things are good. It's warm over here in Alberta. Northern Alberta. It's nice.
Oh, is it? Is it nice in Alberta?
Yeah.
And time check. The 21st of January, is it? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent a couple winters out there. I watched a bird try to fly, and it just froze to death mid-flight and crashed to the ground and shattered into a million pieces like T-1000. Yeah, it's great weather out there this time of year.
That's more Saskatchewan. You can ask Cowboy Dave.
That's true. Cowboy Dave is right here. I guess I'll ask him.
He is right there.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll let you go then if you were just going to fill time. I guess you've made it safe now. Other people are willing to speak, so I suppose I can...
Exactly.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Kyra. Thanks for calling. Cowboy Dave, what's going on, man? You came highly recommended.
Oh, I'll confirm the cold.
Sorry?
I'll confirm the cold. It's that time of year where you have to go and look at the bull and just make sure his balls didn't literally freeze off.
It does. The first winter I spent in... Are you in Saskatchewan?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The first winter I spent out there, I was outside Saskatoon, and there was this dog I'd take outside. And my thing spiked there. You know, it's cold when you breathe in and your nostrils stick together for a second. You know, you're like, it's getting out there. And I'm trying to find something to look at on my phone. Hurry up, dog. Hurry up. Come on. You know, go, you know, use the bathroom. And this was the day they landed the rover on Mars. And they said the temperature on Mars is a minus 50. And on my phone, the temperature outside of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, minus 51. So it was warmer on Mars than it is there. So anyway, I was curious. Yeah, it's a cold place.
I remember that year because that's shortly after I moved here.
Would have been.
And I stopped on the highway to change someone's tire.
You son of a bitch. You didn't run them off the road and go through their wallets?
No.
Oh, you're not from India. I'm sorry. I thought maybe. I've been back in Canada so long, I'm just assuming every second person I talk to, but I guess my bad. Nah, I just wanted to make fun of them some more. What's that?
I don't care if you redeem.
But sir, I redeem. No, there will be no redeeming today. No redeem.
All right. Well, thanks for the last man. I'll step off and let someone else join in.
Cheers, Dave. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Ed, man, what's going on? How's Ontario? Is it terrible? Is it? How's Doug Ford? Is your life awesome now? Doug Ford's in charge. He's got a buck of beer, buddy. See, like Ed can't even speak anymore. Are you okay? Do we need to send someone? Like a therapy dog?
No. Can you hear me now?
Oh, there we go. Okay. We got you.
I wouldn't know what Ontario's like. I heard they got snow over there. I've been down in Argentina for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, you went to Argentina. Yeah. Are there Indians there?
It's really bizarre, man. Like, everybody's white.
Do they have an odd German accent by any chance? There is a lot of white Argentinians, yeah.
Most people speak Spanish.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like, everyone's so chill down here. People smile.
Yeah.
People say hello, goodbye, they greet you. They'll open doors for you. They're so polite. Kids will come up and they'll feed my dog.
Wow.
But they'll ask first. It is so incredible. Weird. It's like Canada in the 1970s.
Something happened between then and now. I can't put my finger on it.
But you think the immigration's got something to do with it?
I don't know. That can't be, because that's the source of our strength. So that can't be what it is. That's what's made us strong.
Travelers down here, bottle of wine is between $4 and $8 for 3/4 of a liter.
Wow.
Food is good. I've had steak 3 nights in a row.
Wow.
I think I'm addicted to Argentinian beef. It's as good as they say.
Yeah. So you're probably not coming back anytime soon. Are you staying down there for the winter, or just until you realize I'm never coming back?
I'm hoping we're going to get locked down, so I got an excuse not to.
You're hoping for pandemic too. We've got experience this time. Now we know, I'm not getting locked down in Saskatoon this time. If there's going to be another global lockdown, yeah, I'm picking a good spot. Argentina sounds good. Mexico might get invaded. We don't know what's going to happen there. Trump's got his eye on that for some reason. He wants a golf course, maybe.
So last week I caught a protest at the Pink House, which is a presidential palace, and was literally a couple thousand people from what's that country that went to shit? Used to be a third best country in the world. Venezuela.
What happened there?
People were peaceful. There was no cops. People were smiling, even though where they come from, tyrants, the current dictator doesn't want to leave.
Right.
And they've got a new kind of a libertarian right-leaning president, similar to what they've got going on here in Argentina. And
they're going to shut you up. They're going to be like, listen, we got Ed's on the line. He's telling people about Argentina. People are going to find out. The Indians are going to find out more dangerously. So I'd be careful. Just start telling people you're in Belize. Tell them you're in Belize. That way we won't risk the promised lands. Is this where we're gonna all escape to? Maybe it is. Maybe Argentina makes sense. Yeah, I was surprised when I saw their soccer team, I think, in the last whatever it was, World Cup thing. Yeah, they're all white guys. Pretty much.
It's gotta be a reason why the Nazis came here, and I think they're onto something.
The what is, sorry?
Apparently a lot of Nazis to Argentina back in the '40s.
Yes.
There must be a reason.
Oh,
these people are I think they're onto something.
Oh, I thought you maybe knew that you'd known if some kind of secret had been discovered, reason why that might have been. They were probably just like, it's quite warm and nice and far away from all the explosions. So this would be a good place to hide, I think. Probably, wherever those people are. These buildings look very Bavarian for Argentina. Don't look at that. That's ancient Aztec architecture. Go away. All right. All right, Ed, I got a couple more people I'll get through, and then I'm going to get out of here. Glad you're having a good time. Sounds like it's nice down there.
It is, and I'll get back to you if I meet any Nazis, the real ones. Let's get see what the other side of the story is.
Let me know.
They lie about history.
If you run into them, fine. Let us know if you find them. Yeah.
I will.
All right, cheers. Cheers. All right. Martin Luther, what's up, man? This is always the awkward part, where it's like they don't know if they've done mute themselves or how this works. And I got to, start filling dead air. And then while I'm doing that, considering, moving someone else, and then it's like, how long do you wait? We're on Martin Luther time right now, really. And you know what? It's about to be Eric Meisner time, I think, because, oh, No. No. Oh, there.
Oh, is there something?
There he is. Hello, Martin. How are you? Is there a delay?
You know what?
Are you like on the moon? Is this like the Iraq War of 2003? There's like a 15-second delay between when I talk and I'm, like, what's going on here?
What I think's cracking is oil all over my thumb. It's not like the phone isn't registering. So whatever, it is what it is. I don't have anything important to say anyway. I just wanted to call and say what's up and sort of just last time you did this, I thought it was a good look. So I figured I should do it.
Okay.
To, you know, just as whatever, and, just be involved.
And let everyone know you've got oily thumbs for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a aspiring outboard mechanic.
I'm sure that's so. The kind of oil you were talking about.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Thanks, bro. All right.
Cheers, bro. All right. Then this time we'll try Eric. And then I should probably cut this place up a little bit. There's some stupid stuff being said by stupid people, you know, politicians. There you are, Eric. What's up, man?
Nothing much. I'm just in Doug Ford's Ontario.
Nice. So you're basically living the dream.
Yeah, we are. You know, when the trade war happens, Doug Ford's going to ban all American beer, and that's going to really fucking show them.
That will show them. That will.
I mean, the shitty beer, like Bud Light, that nobody buys anyway.
Oh, yeah, buddy, so, we will give you that good 5, 6, 7% beer then anymore. What do you think about that, eh?
I'm the fucking Marine
we'll
Corps
drinking,
from Texas.
We'll be drinking our own beer and eating cheesecake.
I'll just drink twice as many beers as I already have, motherfucker. What do you think, I'm stupid or something?
And I will be moving out with my girlfriend to, like, this Indian girl's house. So now the white people have become the Indians, essentially, in their own country.
Wait, what? What's going on? Is this a real?
I'm living. My landlord is going to be this Indian woman.
Oh,
so it's like it's like the white people have become the Indians in their own country.
I had to play the sad trombone. I don't know if you could hear that, but I think it was called for. Oh my Lord!
Yeah.
That's you know, that's how can that be? Somebody told me you need like a crazy amount of a down payment just to buy land now. Like, if you wanted to buy land, they want 50% up front. What? Yeah. Since when?
I mean, at this point, you're better off buying land in fucking Paraguay or something. My girlfriend lived there for like forever, and it's like, yeah, you're better off buying land there.
Argentina seems to be the agreed upon meeting point at some stage.
I mean, Paraguay historically is basically the racial utopia, where I think their government like forced a white people to like intermingle, like, and like force them to marry like the native. So they're like the most mixed up country, and you know, they're living the dream. That's their multicultural.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't be surprised if our government does that.
God, you're like, this is the history of Paraguay, okay? Back here, you have the European settlers. They come, there's just people at gunpoint being forced to, like, rape.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I don't want to do this. They're like, rape the women now! And, like, we'll kill you if you don't.
You will fuck black women. You'll, like...
Crazier things have happened. This sounds like a drunken Winston Churchill adventure that he thought up might have been a good idea.
Because they were trying to, like, separate themselves from the Spanish.
Mm.
But, yeah. How have you been, though, since the government thanked you?
Pretty good, man. Better than some, I guess. I tried to find Chris Sky. I looked all over Mexico for Chris Sky. I can't find him. I can't find his contract. I can't, you know, I went everywhere. Don't ask that Chris Sky. He's about this tall, donkey teeth, loud gringo. No, he's okay. No habla español. Gracias. Gracias. Buenas noches. I tried, man. We looked, but we couldn't find him.
Well, it's good that you're doing well, since apparently the Canadian government has decided that you're not allowed to have a bank account.
Well, not one of theirs. I have some, just none of theirs, because they won't let me in the ones that I think it's Mark Carney is the guy who's probably going to come in and take over the Liberals. He's like basically ran all of these all these banks now. So like that's great.
Oh, the international bankster. He's going to totally set things.
That right. usually does. I think I read that somewhere. I was talking about Machiavelli's books and stuff earlier, but I think that was somewhere in Napoleon's memoirs where it's like if a nation is in danger, you need a banker to put someone from the bank in charge and everything will fucking sort itself out real fast.
Especially one that wants to fuck kids.
Oh, no, it was Robert the Bruce. That's who said that. That's who that was. It was Robert the Bruce who said, put a banker in charge. Right.
It doesn't sound like something Napoleon would say. Napoleon would just be like, recruit the entire country.
Spend all the money. I don't care. I got got tired of conquering. I don't care. I'm old. All right, man. All right, thanks for calling. We're going to go back to doing the usual.
Yeah, take it easy, man.
You too, brother.
Nice talking.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, maybe I should do this a little more often sometimes. The old Telegram secret stream. But that's why you got to be on Telegram, because otherwise you can't do it. And you probably could do it through Twitter, but I don't really know how. It seems like it's more clicks than I'm comfortable dealing with, and I'm just so easily upset by technology. And you know what? They probably want me to pay for it too, and I don't want to, even though I still have it until August. No. And besides, you know, who are you going to get on Twitter anyway? You know, the average quality of the average Twitterite is, you know, a lot of them aren't even people. Literally, they're robots. Like, I think it's like half bots or something. All right. What's going on here? Intrusive Thoughts. Thanks, man. That's very generous of you. He says, welcome back, sir. Did you know Trump had a replica of the Ark of the Covenant at his Mar-a-Lago home for 8 months? I did know that. It's strange. That is now on tour all over Israel. Oh, God. Is it really? Fucking... Let me call Adam Green. Like, I need... What's... Adam! I don't know. He'd be the guy to ask. All this religious prophecy. Like, it's not like Trump's not a religious guy, so... I never thought about it. But he did have that there for a while, and I remember somebody going, wow, look at that incredibly expensive-looking replica of the Ark of the Covenant in your Mar-a-Lago mansion. That is an odd thing for him to own, isn't it? Why does he have that? I just chalked it up to it's Trump. It's great big gold thing that everybody likes, and if I have it, then they'll like me even that much more. They'll like me even more. I'll have an Ark of a Covenant. I'll have the biggest Ark, a medium, small, and a tiny, tiny Ark. Covenant Arks and whatever you need. He's got it. No, so of course, maybe it's a weird nonsense thing and it's being toured around Israel. It's a magic box! Oh, God! It's so funny. Like, these people think they're the center of the universe, right? The full-blown, the total, all-in magic book people, they really do believe they're the center of the universe. They have no humility whatsoever. They're totally out of their fucking minds. Do you imagine that, like, right now, there's somebody who's like, this is the most important thing. When they were doing their stupid red cow slaughtering on the stupid temple, they think it's all real. And like, oh, it's a prophecy and all that. And then just keep that aside. Meanwhile... And this is all over the world. Most people, like in a random cave in Afghanistan somewhere, is just some guy in his 40s casually eating, has no idea, doesn't care. None of this will ever impact his life whatsoever. His whole day is like, I got to get all these fucking stupid sheep now to the other side of this valley. I'm going to wait till it's less hot, you know? There's some guy in the mountains in Japan. There's somebody fishing off of a boat. No, oh, it's the mouse yaga. Yeah, that's nice. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. Oh, did you make another movie about it? Oh, wow. Is Steven Spielberg going to get involved? Oh, my. I don't care. No one cares. It's not real. None of it's real. You're all just have fun. Have fun with your nonsense prophecies. And guess what's going to happen? Nothing. Nothing's going to happen. Okay. Oh, the Towers of Solomon, just like it said in the book. No, those were terrorists that blew up the World Trade Center. Okay, that's what happened. Okay, that's what happened. Wasn't a prophecy. It was terrorism. Okay? Jeez.
No, I'm the center of the universe.
Oh, aren't we all? Yep. We're all, yes. Just the fact you exist at all is like, you should live with at least that humility that, like, if there is a God, which I think there is, that I was even allowed to exist, like, you should live in that, like, try to make the best of it and, you know, with that in mind. And then there's other people who seem to think, not only am I supposed to exist, I'm the most important. I'm chosen. I've been specifically chosen by the creator of all things to manage the... You're the craziest fucking people I have... I can't even invent supervillains more disgusting than that. I can't create someone with my own imagination more repugnant and insane than that. Than someone who believes that. That... God has personally chosen them to manage and control the world for his and it includes slaughtering specific colored cows and doing like weird math numbers. You have to run a special copper wire around Manhattan and no, like you're insane. Okay, why don't you go swing another chicken into a wall? Like, oh, I put my sins into the chicken, so when the chicken died, it was I. Yes, go trick God again, because this all sounds so totally not crazy at all. This isn't a cult. No, it's special and magic. Didn't you see the pile of shoes? Yeah, I saw them. They stank. They were lame and dumb old shoes. I don't care about the shoes. I don't care about your stupid prophecies. I don't care about any of it. It's all nonsense and retarded, okay? You're just killing people. And you're using the oldest excuse in the book that you're special. You're allowed to because you're special. So, okay. Good for you. And everybody that rides with that is just, you know. Imagine being okay with that. Especially as an American, I mean, especially as an American, but as a Canadian, as a Briton, is that what they're called? Like the level of horror and ruthlessness and like. Desire to inflict cruelty upon people is like exclusively the elite domain of the Israeli state to a point where they haven't like they've almost invented evil itself. The depravity, the level of absolute malice that you must exist in the minds of people to do the things that they have done, are doing, and will continue to do in the future are like unfathomable to me. And there are people carrying water for this because, well, there's a magic book, so. Like they're allowed to kill our soldiers. Because magic, magicness, magical stuff, magic, right? What if one of the guys call him HVK? Major Hess von Krudner. The Israelis murdered him. He reported war crimes and they murdered him. And there are people in this country pretending to be Canadian patriots, even though they don't know what the fucking word means and couldn't tell you what a Canadian is, and are now carrying water for a terrorist state of maniac psychopaths that murder our guys. You know what? I think I want to be a politician. I think you should. Sounds like it suits you.
You don't know it's murder. It's an accident.
Yeah, it's always an accident, isn't it? Well, you know what? Admittedly, you know what? I'm not. I am not a forward observation officer. I am not a foo. I'm not an artillery officer. I'm not someone that calls in artillery strikes. That was not my area of specific expertise. You're right. That was not my job in the Army. I was also not a one of these fast air controller guys. I didn't call in aircraft to strike target. It's very difficult. The JTAC, they're called. Wasn't my job to do that either. but they were adjacent jobs to the jobs that I've done, meaning I was roommates with these guys and went to work with these guys and knew them quite well. I knew what their job was. I knew how hard it is and how precise it is. So I didn't do it directly, but let's just say I have pretty tight firsthand knowledge of how the application of dropping artillery bombs and laser guided munitions on people works. I'm pretty familiar with how that works. And I'm just going to say that the statistically, the mathematical odds that you accidentally bomb someone five times is the biggest number in the universe that can exist to one. Like, they can put these things down a chimney. Like, where do you want this bomb to go? I can drop it on a bicycle. Okay. That's moving. If you want me to. Where's it going? North, south? What's the speed? Where's it at? Watch this. Send it. Boonk. Wait. Wham! Direct hit. Look at that. No, it was on purpose. And a bunch of other people died. Other UN observers died who were observing Israeli war crimes. 4 155 millimeter artillery shells landed on their position and killed them. And then they were also hit with a 250-pound laser-guided bomb dropped from an aircraft, which is done by someone on the ground telling the pilot where to drop the bomb. The pilot, you don't see anything from up there. You think the pilot's, oh, look, terrorism's happening. It's all just numbers and gadgets. You can't see shit from up there. Guy's 10,000 feet in the air. That could have been somebody you knew. That could have been somebody from your town, somebody you went to school with. It could have been your high school teacher. It could have been your fucking dad, your brother, your uncle. Could have been somebody you just had a fun memory with one time. You were both drunk and falling over the same bush at the same time, at the same bars that closed at the same time. And then you shared a cab home and had a great... That could have been him. The point is, he was one of ours and he didn't deserve to die. And they killed him. But we don't talk about that in Canada because that's anti-Semitism. That's not allowed. That's bad. Boosh. Don't bring that up. When you ask the Americans, did we sink the USS Liberty? No, we tried to accidentally. There's no proof of that. Yeah, all of the survivors are all just drunk. The dozens of survivors are of U.S. sailors that were there that watched all the. They just. They're all just high on weed. Yeah, that's what happened. That's what must be. Do you know how many journalists have been killed in the last year over there in the Middle East by the most moral army in the world? Like, it's in the hundreds. It's to the point that if you go there as a journalist, it's known that you will be targeted and killed. Like, you don't go there as a journalist. You'll die. Like, they will kill you. The IDF will target you and kill you because they don't want any of they upload their own war crimes. Trust me, you don't need to be there to document anything. They'll do it for you. They don't mind. And there's people willing to overlook this and forget about people like von Krudner and forget about like what happened with the guys on the USS Liberty and the dozens of others of examples. Just because I want something for me. I want a political career. That was me spitting on the memory of all those dead people because I want a political career. Me, stuff, things, and money that I can collect. And didn't you hear they have a magic book? Didn't you hear that there's a book they have that's magic? I hope this effort to drag America into war with Iran blows up in their face. I hope it completely backfires. I hope it completely backfires and blows up in their face. It could. Remember the pager terror campaign? How many people they blow up with cell phones and pagers at that time? They're just erasing entire neighborhoods in Lebanon. No one knows this because it's not on CBC. Because why would it be? It is on the internet, though. It is real. It is happening. And you're like, oh, what's a whole neighborhood? There was probably a good reason we had to kill 400 people. There was probably one guy who might have been on a list, maybe, like me, that we had to maybe get or something. So, you know, who cares? Just do that. Again, do I have to remind you about the magic book? They've got magic book. They've got magic music. Magic tunnels, you know? Let's overlook that, too. Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about Ghislaine Maxwell and Robert Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein and Mossad and why they're using child sex trafficking to blackmail the most powerful people in the world. Let's just ignore that also. Let's focus on getting the libs out. Let's cheer for laundry! Let's cheer for laundry, guys. That's what you want to do. Because you know what? Like real problems, like real bad guys, real scary. That's scary. That's hard. Yeah, we don't want to do that, do we? We want to look like we care about, you know, important things. We just don't want to actually do anything about it. So we're going to choose easy shit like the damn libs or the damn Democrats or the whatever it is today. Whatever stupid circus monkey game they have you playing today. Why don't you just go play that? Seems to be what you're good at. What you're happy with doing. The incoming prime minister of this country is basically on his knees in front of them every opportunity he can possibly get. Literally called himself a slur. I'm just a simple goy from the prairies. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, that's the word that's for like chattel animal, like property, like cows and sheep and pigs and stuff. It's a derogatory word they use for us. And that's what he thinks it's funny. They all think it's very funny. Do you think the Von Krudner family thought that was funny? And finding out that a lot of that opium we ended up defending in Afghanistan ended up getting processed through the hands of the Sackler family, who made billions and billions and billions of dollars poisoning not just Americans, Canadians too, with heroin and killing them. Think those people will be happy? Think that those families are happy? But just move on, right? Just forget about it. Just forget. Doesn't matter. Stuff and things and me and me and mine and me and mine and me and my I'm trying to get elected. You don't get it how it works around here. Oh, I get it very much how it works around here. I've been to the worst places on earth. Have you? Like when we were in Afghanistan, it was the poorest country in the world at the time. And it was obvious. It's like the Wild West. There's no rules. There's no cops. It was like primeval Wild West America, you know, out there. It's like, you could just die for nothing. And people did all the time. So many of these fat, soft-handed entitled little babies living in this gilded cage, this golden city that is what's left of our civilization. They don't even know what's out there. They think they do. They think they have some idea. They don't. It's here now. It lives here with us. And they don't even see it. But hey, man, haven't you seen what a politician gets paid? See how much pension money they get after just a few years? Oh, doggy. That's what you got to do is you got to change it from the inside. You got to be a politician, bro. Yep. Who told you that? Oh, the enemy viceroy governors said that that's how we had. Oh, I see. I see. So if we were conquered by like an alien race and the aliens enslaved us and used us as basically all of your work and your labor. I mean, you'll be able to eat and live and, you know, kind of survive like you are now. But the vast total sum of your labor and work, like all of our collective efforts, like your tax money and all your treasure, that's all going to them. They're just taking that away. So you're more or less a slave. All of that money and labor and energy and effort that's supposed to be being redistributed amongst our community, our town, our peoples, it's not here. It's gone. Tens of billions of dollars every month. Every year it's more. It's just gone. And you have to work harder. You have to pay more taxes. And where's it going? It's gone. It's going somewhere. So imagine you've been captured by some alien overlords who are using you as slaves, and the class of people that you are to complain to and trade amongst themselves and get them. That's how everything goes. That's the managerial class that ultimately works for the slave masters. They've chosen a side. They thought, you know what? It's better to be a lapdog at the master's table than it is to be a cold man in the forest. That's what they've decided. And I look around and I see other people with potential, men, women, grown-ups that should have some dignity and some self-respect, sit there and look at these politicians and these people and go, oh, they're just the best. Completely oblivious. Like they've chosen to sell you out so that they could have it a little better. They could live like a good slave. They get to be a rich slave. And how much better would your life even really be if you knew, you know, if you really knew what was going on and the difference was you could try to, you know, you could live a meager existence trying to, with your friends and family, do what you can to salvage your dignity and fight back in any way that you can. Or you can totally sell out and you can have like, I don't know, 10, 20 million bucks. But everything else is the same. Like you still know all the same stuff. You still have all the same problems. It's still going to end all the same ways. It's just you just gave it all up because so you could have a pretty nice house. You wouldn't have to work. Your kids might though, but probably not if you're smart with your money. But maybe you're not. As if you're being smart, if you're being real dumb, I mean, you can burn through $10-20 million in no time. It's really not that much money, actually. You can get a $7-8 million house, nice house, nice car. You can go on some vacations. You can get a summer home, maybe for $1-2 million, $500,000. But now you're down half your money, and you got to live off the rest. So, and then what do? You go skiing. You're probably going the Rebel News booze cruise. Did you? Maybe did that. Maybe go, I don't know, go do a wine tasting. What kind of fucking life is that? How empty is that? how depressing would it be to believe, like, oh, I'm going to get all this money now, and I'll have won, I'll have made it, my life will finally, and within not very long, I think anyone intelligent, within just a couple of years, they would realize it's the same. I just have nicer stuff, but I'm the same. All this shit out there is the same. All this, everything that matters is the same. But now I can't say anything. I can't do anything. I can't help anyone. That was the deal. The deal was I get a swimming pool and a nice house and a pension. I get to go to wine tastings. How many years can you do that? Till the doubt starts to creep in. Is this what my life was for? Is this what it was all really for? This was why I was here. This is why I was born. This is why thousands of years of life of genetic survival, every famine and war and persecution, everything that ever, think of every single ancestor you've ever had to have and everything they've ever had to overcome just for you to exist now. And what you've done is just collect stuff. I have a nice pool. I'm going for a wine tasting. Imagine if I could just follow them around like a ghost, which is what I'm going to do when I'm dead, with these thoughts, and just fire them in there like Roger Clemens. Wah! Not a moment's peace. I'll just torment you with existential dread and regret and distress forever. Forever. You must have to really think that life is about money, stuff, and things to be a part of that political class of person. I think you would have to, because you would see that as success, and you would see those things as high watermarks in the progress and the advancement and how well you're doing at this game that you think you're playing of doing good at stuff, of winning, of doing it. You're just collecting money, stuff, and you're collecting shiny trinkets and rocks and toys, coins, while all of the real things like, when's the last time you saw like 50 children just playing together outside? And there was no one was freaking out. No one was even a little bit anxious. When I was a kid, you could just disappear all day. You could just go out of your house at 10 o'clock in the morning at like 11 years old and be gone until 7 o'clock. And no one's even remotely concerned. What was that worth? Based Danielle Smith, every fucking politician that's out there. You want to talk about money and what things cost? What is that worth? What was it worth to live in a place where you were not concerned about locking up every door and window and keeping weapons nearby in case strangers broke into your home? You know, the way that we grew up in the 80s and the 90s and so on. How much? What's the dollar value on that? So you guys have collected lots of money and stuff and things, haven't you? You want to talk about what Trudeau has cost Canada? What have you cost us all?
What is the cost of that, loss, of that world that we had that we cannot get back? Not without a substantial amount of effort and nastiness now. Like, you are the kinds of people that steal someone's child and sell it on the black market and then let the parents, you know, panic and scramble and try to find out what happened to their beloved baby so you could get ahead. That's what a politician does.
We can't afford any more of Justin Trudeau.
We can't afford any more of you. Would it kill you to work for free for a few days? Do you know these politicians make more money than you will all year and just in the first couple of months? And you know what? They don't even go to work right now. They don't go to work in the summertime. They don't go to work in the wintertime. They've got to go to March break. Is there ever any mystery as to why I have this just, it's a permanent red hot glowing iron ball of hatred is because I have a memory that works. You may have distracted and successfully torn people's minds away from things that matter to distract them with all this stupid crap that doesn't. But not me. I remember what we lost. I remember what was taken. I remember. I see what's still being taken today. And I don't see any of you doing a goddamn thing about it. Whining and crying, Mr. Speaker. We're made of the kinds of men and women who came here on wooden boats and cotton sails to nothingness, built this up from nothing. And your excuse is, oh, well, Mr. Speaker, I didn't want it. You couldn't hold their shoes. You're not fit to hold their shoes. Every single person in that building should be ashamed of themselves. But they're not, which is even worse. Makes it even easier to hate them. They don't even feel bad. You know what people that feel bad do? They repent. They do something to correct their whatever they're what they think they've done. There's a, what's the word? Not clemency. There's a atonement. And when they sat around and decided which of you who needed to keep going to work, which was everyone, there was no one that could afford to not keep going to work in 2020. They've decided that most of you didn't need to work anymore. It wasn't safe. You weren't essential. They were essential. And not only were they essential, they gave themselves a pay raise every year since. And if you live in Toronto, this is your reality. Here's the York Regional Police. Just careful, because there's been a reemergence of staged collision carjacking. So people are pretending to be in car crashes. So honest Canadians will come by and go, oh, no, or do you know? No, these are thieves and bandits that are out to steal shit from you. Just so you know, the police are letting you know that's the new normal. What does that cost? Because it used to be if someone was broken down on the side of the road, It's because they were broken down on the side of the road and they needed help. They were honest people and people would go help them. Now, maybe they are. Maybe it's a trap. Maybe it's like the 1600s. This could just all be a gypsy trick. And as soon as we get out of the vehicle, we're going to get ambushed from both sides. They're going to take the women to God knows where. We're dead. They're going to. That's the new reality if you live in Ontario. And if they break into your house, oh, we'll just try to give them all your stuff. That's the advice of the Toronto police because they don't know what else to do. What can they do? They're not allowed to do anything. PP is going to stop the crime, though. He's going to do the things and stop the crime. Somehow, there's no plan at all. None whatsoever. But again, they just give him his turn. He needs his turn at the pig trough. He does. He really does. He's been waiting for it his whole little life, his whole beady-eyed little dick life. That's not enough. Maybe, how was your Christmas? Or how about just being the average Canadian who is just not getting, like, losing $100, for example, is devastating to a lot of people now. That was what I had to eat with for the next 2 days. I'm going to not have food for two. Great. That's where we're at, boys. People living in tents everywhere, like, and one of the guys he called in, he's going to be the landlord of where he's going to live now is going to be owned by an Indian woman. Oh yeah, she can own property, but somehow, you know, oh, she must have just worked really hard. She must have just pulled herself up by her bootstraps. That's probably what it was. Yeah. Wasn't government subsidy programs and foreign lobbyists and paid off MPs and traitors inside of our own government incentivizing our own destruction and sending our money off to foreign hostile enemy nations who are here to prey upon our public. No, that couldn't be the case. She's just really hardworking Indian woman. I'm sure that's all it was. And you know what else the police don't want you to do if you're in Montreal? Let's pick on Montreal for a minute. Can you stop posting pictures of thieves? Because they're almost exclusively all nons. So that's making people suspicious that it's the nons that are stealing. And that's worse than the stealing. So the Montreal police have asked people to not post photos of what they call porch pirates online. What was that? Was that your daughter's birthday present that you, you know, can't afford to replay? Like, just imagine. Was it some kind of medication you needed for your father? Was it, who knows what it was? Everyone always assumes it's like, it was probably a Picasso. Someone just stole off someone's port. You're right. Yeah, it probably was. It was probably a part for a Ferrari that someone. Or maybe it was something someone really needed. Maybe it was just a couple of old books handed down from a deceased family member who really wanted them to have them, like a family heirloom, something they'd always talked about giving them a hand. Don't know. It's gone now. It's gone now because somebody stole it off the porch. But don't tell anyone because that might make people feel a little racist. What did that cost? What's the cost now of having to, you basically post someone on community alert? Like, yeah, I'm supposed to be getting mail today. Can armed men stand guard on the fucking palisades outside my property to make sure no one steals my daughter's medication, please? Thank you. I'd appreciate that. What did that cost? It's a strength. I mean, this is the strength of diversity, I guess. What we were all promised. This is what Wilfrid Laurier wanted for all of us. I'm sure of it.
Across Montreal, in residential neighborhoods just like this one, deliveries are disappearing off doorsteps.
I've actually had two get stolen. One of them was a very expensive pair of shoes.
Porch pirates bolt onto private properties, running
online orders, and it's off. Make sure you blur the face. You wouldn't want anybody to see who this is. You wouldn't want to identify. Hey, look, maybe that's the Indian landlord lady just stealing. Oh, look, packages unattended. I'll just take them. And people are posting their doorbell camera footage online, and the police are saying, don't do that. No, do that. I would say do that.
Porch pirates bolt onto private properties, running off with your online orders. And it's often caught on doorbell camera.
Unbelievable.
Victims are quick to post on Facebook community groups and other social media platforms.
I posted just so other people would, you know, be aware in the area that things are getting stolen.
But Montreal police are asking people not to do that. Instead, they say go to them, arguing posting could jeopardize a case if it goes to court.
What we strongly recommend is to...
Oh, what? Oh, maybe just give them your car keys?
Give us the evidence and let things take its course.
Police add, as frustrating as it might be, even potential perpetrators have a right to privacy until proven guilty. But one woman we talked to...
Are you kidding? Said,
she gave police the evidence, and so far, they haven't been helpful. In mid-December, a ceramic dog was stolen.
What are they supposed to do with it? A dog? A ceramic dog? Is that what she said? What am I supposed to do with this? Okay, so a guy came, took a dog, got into a car, drove away. Oh, yeah, the police. Yeah, don't post that because they're definitely going to find this in the city of Montreal. Hey, anybody see a guy in a white car with a... No? How many people live here? Like 8 million, right? Yeah? Remember when I said as soon as the Jurassic Park, when the raptors realize the fences are down, we're going to be seeing some shit. Beep. You remember that clip from We Were Soldiers? Great, great war movie. Gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. They're not... What are the police going to do? They can't do anything now. They're already completely overwhelmed. There's shootings around here all the goddamn time. All the time. It's just like, what are you going to do? Yeah, you just call us and we'll not be able to do anything about it. Just like we can't do anything about anything that's happening anywhere. And somehow... Eventually, well, once the more organized criminals realize this, that there's really no consequences to anything anymore. You can pretty much get away with murder at this point. We are an aging population, okay? I think Canada's like 73% white right now, and over 50% of that 73% of people are over the age of 50. Okay, so we have an older, aging, many of them elderly population with no means of... You're not allowed to even own guns anymore in Canada. Never mind, good luck you getting away with using that itself. That's no. There's stuff to steal and take everywhere. There's no police coverage whatsoever. This is like kid in a candy shop time for organized crime. Like big, bad, bad, bad guys, you know? And there's who's going to stop them? Mailhouse? How's he going to do that? Is he going to get a teardrop tattoo and release a rap video? Like what the fuck is your plan? You think this is just the beginning, bro? We're just getting started.
They have his license plate. They have him on camera, taking the dog, putting it in his car. Nope, I still don't have it back.
Posting was her way of taking matters into her own hands. And at least one criminal lawyer doesn't see a problem with it.
You are not really impairing their right to a fair trial if they're ever arrested or charged.
The victims we spoke with say they just want their stuff back.
No shit.
They're not hopeful. And they say if it happens again, they'll go back online before going to police.
what you need to do is, if you catch someone in the act doing this, is, well, you know, you have to... Canada's great, you know, the things you're allowed to do and say, which is almost nothing. Especially if you're being stolen from. I mean, don't do anything about that, you know. And this is... In case you're wondering, like where is the police? Like, what's the police priorities? The fact, and I'm just going to, and this has nothing to do with the fact that he's, he looks black. Black or not, if I was running the RCMP and caught wind that this even took place, he's fired immediately. On the spot. On the fucking spot. Immediately. But this guy, he was a former Mountie, it says, sued a spa in Nova Scotia and wins because he wants his $3,000 back that he paid for body sculpting treatments. He didn't like his love handles, so he paid for body sculpting treatments. The spa promised revolt. Bro! How the fuck are you a cop? Stop eating ice cream and get on the treadmill! And the best part is, you'll save money! You won't even have to pay me $3,000 or $4,000 for this advice to lose your love handles and body sculpting! You eat less and you move more! Okay! Okay. I'm glad. I'm hope the former Mountie, that's good. What a wonderful service and career of protecting the public, I'm sure that was, for a guy who's so fucking stupid, he thought he could pay a spa to, like, what is going on in your mind? Is it just monkeys clanging cymbals together? Is it just, was that video of the guy playing 13 instruments and a piano? Like, what is in there? Is there anything? Is it a dust bowl? Is it a dried up lizard? I don't know. Insane. And these Mounties get paid. Oh, dude. The frontline guy, like, just out of school, you're making 120, 30 grand a year. 10, 15 years into this job, they're making, they're 200, pulling 200K. You can afford a gym. You can afford to build a gym in your house. You can certainly afford running shoes, and you can afford to put down some cheesecake and just go run a few miles every day. I might say, Attica, get a rowing machine. Go to a pool. The excuses. I mean, suing over $3,000. And that's news. That's what's in the news today, everybody. In the distraction, bullshit, nonsense Olympics. And we have other guys like this. I'm not even going to waste time with this. CTV's National says the Navy's facing a recruitment shortfall and aging ships. And, oh, but don't worry, the Conservatives have a plan. They're going to rebuild the Navy. Oh, are you? You're going to rebuild the Navy? So you're going to, let me see. Okay, Canada, the size of the coastline, the population, everything that we need. Okay. So to have a respectable Navy, we're going to need about 200 surface ships. At least two aircraft carriers, either coast. Right, obviously, to respond to any, right? With the accompanying support craft that are required for... I'm just wondering if it's even registering the eye-bleeding numbers of cash that it would cost to produce a Navy that's even worth having in this country. Like, astronomically out of this world, you would not believe how expensive. And they're like, I'll throw $20 million. Oh, that'll make a nice mess table in the officer's lounge of an old... With who? Who are you going to recruit? With what money? Who's going to build it? That's
That's got to be one of the most insulting things about all of this, is that at least the liberals, they're honest when they tell you how they're gonna fuck you. You know, they're going to tell you how they're going to do it first in a DM. They're like, we're coming over. We're bringing friends. It's going to be ugly. We're going to wear masks. You know, we're going to be using objects. You know, you're not going to like it. It's going to be bad. It's going to go on for a long time. And the conservatives are like, oh, no, we just want to bring you some bread. And then they get in, and then they do all the same things. They just used it as a way to get into your house. Like, let's all just pretend we're not in a catastrophically bad situation and just lie to people. We'll just lie to them and say, we just got to win some elections, bro, and vote, bro, and axe the tax. Yeah, we're going to make a. You ever see a woman get a haircut and so little hair has been removed, you're sure that, like, it looks exactly the same to me. And like, I took off like an inch and a half. And you're like, it looks exactly the same. That's what's going to happen with the financial situation when we axe the tax. Yeah, that'll bring back 5 years of debt and destruction and economic ruin. And oh, you sold your vaccines, though, didn't you? How much money did you make on that one? How'd your wife's blog do, by the way? Is that where you get all the money? I don't think so. You guys get all this money from public servants and all. Mm-hmm. Well, don't worry. The new liberal guy, he'll probably be good. They're leaving the Mark Carney-led climate initiative. But yeah, this guy, I think he was working in the UK for a little while. Again, Mark Carney, that's just my guess. That's who I think is probably going to take over the Liberal Party. And, you know, who cares? Again, oh, another, what did I say? Bankers and lawyers. Lawyers and bankers. Bankers, lawyers, and lawyers and bankers. That's like every other politician is one of those things. What the fuck is a banker doing in politics? The only place a banker should be, especially at the level of Mark Carney, is under armed guard, like at gunpoint to his head 24/7, with scrutineers watching every single little thing that he does. Every minute of every day, all the time, forever, with our money. That's the only appropriate place for him to be. Bankers. Oh, and speaking of the road rage territory, remember how we destroyed Hamilton? Remember how we destroyed Hamilton? Remember that? They need $52 million to rebuild. Can you believe this? Oh, no, wait, that's after a cyber attack. I see. The details are scarce, as city officials say they fear giving ammunition to would-be hackers. But it needs $52 million to do what? Last year's ransomware attack debilitated an array of Hamilton's municipal IT services. Gee, I wonder how that happened. Now, who do we know that specializes in technical IT scammery? I feel like it has something to do with call center people and Trash Mount. I don't know. There's images popping in, but I can't make any sense of them. I need an oracle. I need a wise oracle woman who can read runes to tell me what these images in my mind mean. I'm not sure what they mean. I keep hearing these sounds and I don't know what they mean.
Bloody fuck you, bloody!
What does it mean? Regardless. It needs to spend $30 million and hire 20 extra people this year to help recover from last February's a ransomware attack, an incident that will also feature in a new audit of city cybersecurity. So probably what they did was hack into the city's infrastructure, locked everything out, and said, give us money or none of your shit's ever going to work. Your water meters, your electric, everything relies on all of this digital, you know, laziness now, and has obviously made us very vulnerable to things like this. And apparently, you need... $52 million? Four guys
you know, from a good IT school on a weekend and some monsters and, you know, free cigarettes, and they'll have this sorted out in no time. I don't think you need $52 million, but I mean, that is Hamilton. That is Andrea Horwath's, you know, hellhole, Gotham City, one of the worst places in Canada. I went there on purpose just to see it for myself. It's a travesty what's taking place. The place is a war zone. And they spent more ad time while worrying about us. I'm going to check the chat again and then go through the news one last time because there's some other funny, stupid stuff in there. Jensen says, saw a van on the highway with back doors slightly open, fully loaded, doors tied together with an extension cable. I automatically believe you with no further context needed. I always speed up to profile all good in Vancouver. Yeah. Yeah, I try to stay away from vehicles like that. That's why I'm selling my bike. It's not worth it. It's a death trap. It's a matter of time before I get splattered by some idiot that shouldn't be on the road and probably doesn't speak English and doesn't know how to operate anything. Like with his IQ is like 70. I thought, was it also based to Danielle Smith? Somebody was like celebrating. We're here to celebrate the contributions of the Nepalese community to the Nepal? Nepalese? Some of you are already doing it, and I'm proud of you. And those of you, rest of you waiting on the silence going, what does he mean? Google what the average IQ of Nepal is, please. Just go check if you don't know what it is. It's lower than India. But, you know, are their contributions, I'm sure. Where would we be without them? I know. Jen Steen says, don't bring up they protect pedos. Derek brought that up while you were away. Showed my Cirque wife, and she was not happy about that. She doesn't like that. You don't like that they protect pedophiles and child trafficking, murdering psycho. I don't know why people wouldn't like that. Did you explain to your wife that there's a magic book though? She probably doesn't know about that. When she finds out that there's a magic book that says it's all okay, everything will be fine. I'm a marriage counselor now. He says, missed you, man. Thanks for the laughter. There is something wrong with you. There is. There's something wrong with everything. I'm just making it work for me. You guys are just jealous. Whatever's wrong with you, you can't make it do anything interesting. mine allows me to build, you know, international white supremacist alliance with dolphins. Think about that. You know, you think the dolphins didn't know about the dolphin raping happening in India? They knew all. They told me all about it. It was the first thing we said to each other. We got into it. You know, we got into some tequilas. They are strong fish, dude. Or are they animal? Whatever they are. They do all these cool tricks. You can, like, grab their fins and they'll just, like, whoosh, rip you around like you're on a speedboat. I was like, what's the max speed of one of these things? They're like, 40, 50 kilometers an hour. I'm like, what? What? Wow. Okay. So yeah, they're basically water bikes. You get yourself a dolphin, it's a water motorcycle. It's very cool. It will help you deport. That's all we need. You need 10. So the dolphin is to the sea what the dog sled is to the ice in the Arctic. That's another executive decision. Once we take Canada, Turks and Caicos tried to join Canada. We have a Caribbean island that wants to join Canada. Why we didn't allow them to do this is beyond me. I have no idea. We could have, I mean, we would have a built-in, we could invest tons of money. We'd be one of the best vacation resort spots in the whole fucking Caribbean. We'd be rolling in money. Canadians would be able to go there, it would be a mate. But no, people, are they stupid? Yeah, we are stupid. We didn't want that, apparently. I don't think they want back in now, but we would use the dolphins to help. I think we don't even need ships. You guys are thinking about it all wrong. We got to rebuild the Navy. Like, bro, 10 dolphins, you tie them together, they could probably haul a landing craft full of APCs and troops and tanks and everything. They'll pull you right to the shore. They were hauling me around like it was nothing. Nothing. I wouldn't fight a dolphin.
That thing would fuck you up, dude. They're rock solid. They may look cute and cuddly, but it's like, this is just one giant, joyfully cheerful muscle that, if needed, will kill you. You know, thankfully we're in an alliance. Again, the whole, you should have seen it from, you know, Ocean Dolphin Sonnenrad. That's the name of this stream. People will go, what? And that's how you bring in the viewers, man. Mental illness and lunacy. Nobody wants enjoyable, milk toast, calm, collected, predictable, you know, nice flat seas. They want chaos, violence, sex, Vince McMahon, and dolphins doing eatings. That's what they want. So give the people what they want. God damn it. We need attitude. Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Zanel says, I've seen the Trailer Park Boys. Shootings are totally normal in Nova Scotia. Just let Ricky do his thing, man. Yeah, they weren't when the show was out, but they are now. When I was a kid, shootings were like not a thing in Nova Scotia. And now it's very much a thing, very often. Great. But we are stronger now. We're much more diverse now, so that's probably why. There he is. I was wondering. Nobody has the right, says King Mahabuli Muli, to privacy until guilty. Nobody has the right to privacy until guilty. They release the names of everyone who gets tried. Right, did I have any fucking privacy? I was cleared of everything. I beat every goddamn charge. You charged me 23 times. 23. How many did you win? Big fat goose egg. How much privacy did I get? I was assumed guilty all over the goddamn world, and you couldn't stop printing about it and tweeting about it and making little videos and little fucking TikToks, and I dummied every last one of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 19, 22, 23. Wrap it up. Put a bow on it. It's done, son. TKO. Give me the belt. Where's your news story? Where's the update on that one? Huh? Oh, I don't hear it. I don't hear anything. Right to privacy. Oh, yes, of course, the poor criminal victims. Oh, woe is me. Thank you for that point, Mahabuli Muli, Julie Bajuli Muli. It's a good one. It says, remember the show of the faces of the suspects instead of blurring them? They want us dead. If it was us, they would. When they arrest all those Patriot Front guys for no reason, they doxed all their face. What did they do? Nothing. But they doxed all of them. Didn't they? See, the thing is, you know, you for every man you scare when you do this shit, see, 10 guys. 10 guys go, geez, I'm not getting involved with that. I don't want to fucking have any part of this. See what they did to all those guys? There's one other guy in the back just hauling away on a cigarette, like, it's kind of making me want to fight you a little more for some reason. There's just something in my butt. Just people like you doing stuff to people like that. It's making something happen to me internally, and I'm starting to get a little bit itchy, you know? And funny enough, you meet other guys like that all the time. What happens when there's like lots of them, you know? I don't know. It'll be fun to find out though, won't it? Salty Rob says, welcome back. We got married in Mexico. No Indians in any wedding photos. Congratulations. Did you get while you were there? There we go. Salty Rob is married now. I am assuming this just happened. And if it was like, no, it was 10 years. Shut up. It was now. It was right. It was while we were there. Philip officiated the wedding. You didn't know he was there. But he was. Did he stay the whole... He might have... I know you closed the windows and I just assume he saw everything, all right? It's just easier for... It's just better for everyone. Thank you, Salty Rob. Keep your head, says breaking news, Mexican Federale reporting it has been taken over by a Canadian go figurine. What do you think the cartels would think of Diagolon? Like if we went down there with Philip and we were like, we are taking over Mexico City, man. I think they would just laugh. They'd be like, are you fucking serious? They're like, the gold loves cocaine. the goat, cocaine? And I'm like, oh, yeah, mucho, mucho gusta, you know? They'd be, like, feeding... They'd probably love him. They'd probably turn him into, like, he's, you know, fucking... He breaks Chapo out of jail. Chapo's riding around on Philip's back now. I'm like, what have I done? I don't know. But now we've got sea containers full of weapons from the Americans, and that's what we're going to use to liberate Canada from the various alien hordes of goblin people that have taken over after we had to rebuild in Argentina for a good 10 years. And when we don't know what we're going to meet when we get back there, we don't know what's happened. We've cut off contact. No one's heard from anybody in Canada in 10 years. So when we get back there, we're going to use Ed's connections. We're going to use Argentina. We're going to use the cartel, and we're just going to have this really weird hodgepodge collection of whatever we can scrounge together and just, I say, drop us off somewhere in Lower Ontario, and we'll just let her rip. Let's just see what we've got in front of us, and we'll make it as far as we can. Ragecast 642. Los Guerros. What would it be? Well, probably more like Ragecast 690 by that time. Okay. Here we go. Ragecast 690, la batalla por el alma de la queda de Canada. Mm-hmm. The battle for what remains of the soul. Whatever's left of this country, we will fight for it with our dolphin brethren. Jenstein says Fairy is gay. I don't know, are you picking a fight? Are you trying to get, because he'll give you one. And Zanel says there's a landing craft for sale. And I live right on the ocean. Operation West Coast Dolphin Sonnenrad is a go. Let's go! They like doing it. They're really good at it. I don't know how they do it. They're smart. They say a dolphin is as intelligent as a human. It just doesn't have, like, its mind is apparently comparative to human beings. Isn't that crazy? It's so strange. I remember just looking at this thing, just being like, I'm smart enough to look at it. Like, it must also do the same. It must just be like, what even? I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these people, you know?
Oh, look at me. I have legs. I walk around. I'm all stressed out. I'm on pills. Fucking.
Dolphins also rape and kill, like, just cuz, right? So they're more human than maybe you'd people want to believe. They have all these romantic ideas about how lovely dolphins. Be careful now. Depends on what maybe what needs to be done. Maybe they're colonizing dolphins. I don't know what kind they are exactly, but we'll see. Scotian Gentleman says Freestone is definitely to blame for the cyber attack. Chris Freestone did it. Okay. So he stole $20 million or more. We don't want to say what they did because then that will embolden them. Why are you putting shit in the news? Why? I feel bad for you, the people of Hamilton. I know. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you live under the most inept. Like, it's like having an imbecile fifth grade social studies teacher, librarian, fat, obese woman who just, that's just where they stuck her because there's, like, it seems like she can do the least amount of damage there to anyone. It's not even a real class, like, social studies. Like, it's not even a real course of school. Like, what are you, that's the mayor, right? Like, I don't know how. That must be terrible. I mean, look at her son. Look what she's produced. You know, she's produced just off brand, you know, Gotham City villain 7B archetype. It's just one of the people you'd pass on the streets of Grand Theft Auto where there's all cracked out, you know, spray paint everywhere and fucking NPC. Hey, you want to get a lighter, bro? Like, Yeah, she's worth respecting. She's definitely, she's a lady. Zio Bubba says, sorry I'm late. Welcome back. Thank you, man. You are so late, and we are so done, I think. Are we all done? There's a thing over here on Entropy, but, or not Entropy, sorry, Odyssey. I don't really understand how it works anymore. Look at this message, boys. Look at this. So I'm just... I don't normally go over and look at Kick, but These are from real people. There's Soaker City. How you doing, man? I believe you. That's a real person. I remember them. And then there's Cellular Cobra with a weird emoji. And then there's this. I'm just going to read this in a random accent that I'm sure is totally unrelated to anything. Hello, great streamer. Your stream saw really well. That's why I followed you. I do see you streaming a lot, but yet it's still not partnered. I got a proposal for you. I will share your stream to Geek viewers, communities for you to 2,000 followers with more than 1,000 views and earn nothing less than $1,000 and enable your sub button. Add me on Discord. Okay. Yeah, I don't care. Internet e-begging. Like, get out of here. Shouldn't there be an 85-year-old woman you're supposed to scam out of her life savings? It's not like they saw that. It's just a copy paste message, but I'm sure that wouldn't it be amazing if they did like just send it and had to sit there and be mocked brutally? We're going to show you. You have showed me. You've showed me Trash Mahal. You've showed me how the Ganges River is literally shitting 140,000 tons of garbage from India into the oceans every single day. And I need to make a correction about Garbage Island. We talked about it before, otherwise known as Khalistan. Listen, they made it. They produce it. It's their land. They want to have their own land. I say that they should go there. That's theirs. Dumpster Island, Khalistan, the big patch of trash floating around in the Pacific Ocean. That's primarily come from the third world, most of it from India. It's not, it's not the size of one of the islands of Hawaii or bigger than Hawaii. I was wrong. It's much bigger than that. I don't even want to say out loud how big it is because it doesn't feel real. And I looked it up several times and but I still don't want to say it. Like, I'm scared. I feel like this is an elaborate joke and this can't possibly be true. Someone said Texas is the size of Texas. Well, you're getting warmer. It's actually twice the size of Texas. So, there's an island of trash twice the size of Texas. So I think that's where the monkey statue in Khalistan can go. Is it the size of India? I guess it would be. I mean, Texas is not small. Texas is the size of like France, isn't it? Texas is quite a large state. It's not a. So just be aware of you. If you're Ed, are you still out there, Ed? Don't I know you fly? Do you have a boat? Just be careful going up and down that side, the Pacific. There's a giant Khalistani monkey trash pile that's twice the size of Texas, and it's just moving around. Probably, you know, skimming cell phones and trying to get old people to redeem. Please redeem. Why did you not redeem? No, wait, ma'am. No, 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 no. Why did you redeem? That's a classic clip. If you don't know the backstory to that, I don't know where to even go to find it. But this guy was... This is a great job. He was scamming this camera. Like, so he was streaming live and getting paid, obviously, to entertain people. And this Indian's job was to steal from people. So he was pretending to be an old lady and just frustrating the hell out of this guy for hours on the phone for out of $500 for like some kind of gift card or something like this. And then right at the last second ends up like fucking the guy over. And he's pretending to be an old lady. And he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, please, you just have, you have to click this. Don't click redeem. You have to make, okay, are you? And then he totally fucks the guy over. His whole day has been for nothing. He's not made a single dollar.
Oh, wait, ma'am, no, 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 you don't have to do that.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
What? I try.
It was classic. He's like, I'm sorry. He's laughing, like, in between. Like, where do I... Well, I gotta click where? Why did you redeem? Fuck you! Fuck you. I hope that was the end of him. I hope he ran to jump off a building after that. That's what you get. You're trying to scam what you think is an old lady, and you get busted and ripped off. You should jump off a building, you piece of garbage. I hope that's what happened. Probably not. He probably went to get a selfie next to the train track and then was eaten by a tiger right before the train hit him. That statistically is a very... That happens to a lot of people in India. You got to be careful. Tigers, trains. And the dolphins are on to you now, right? You know, once you start raping dolphins, they communicate, they talk. You think word hasn't made it here? You know, they use signals. They... It right through the ocean, like Wi-Fi. It's crazy how fast they can talk to each other. Faster than we can. These dolphins are getting messages back and forth faster than I can text anybody in, like, fucking Quebec. I have to listen to that horrendous on-hold music. Like... On hold with the, like, I want to blow my brains out. Please, could it just be silence? Even the on hold music in Canada is obnoxious. Everything, it's just all so much. We can't have it on. Why can't we have nice things, guys? I don't know, but that's about the long and short of it, I think. I think we're done for the evening. It is late. We started late. I wanted to get to bed sometime, sort of early. And I suppose it's now. Trump's back. We'll see how it goes. He's still arguably doing some good stuff. I don't know. I don't care. We'll see. It's like, you know, give it some time. Give it a few months. We'll see where we're sitting with this. But I guess he's pardoning lots of people and doing some interesting stuff. Again, you know, keep us out of these wars and start making good on. You know, keeping our countries the way they were meant to be, like that would be a great start if we can do that in earnest, but we'll see. I'm kind of a cynical guy, not because I want to be, but from experience, you know, from life experience. I've seen a lot. I've seen it. Giveth and then taketh away. A lot of people, you know, they get all hope and hyped up and hope this time for real. Finally, this is the one. This is the guy. This is the person. This time, this is it. It's never it. It's never the time. It's because the system's broken. The very idea and the mechanism of which we think we need to redress and fix our problems is broken. It's like if I sold you a chainsaw that was just, it didn't work. It didn't cut anything. All day long, you can try to cut. It's just the chain's not cutting. It's too dull. It's just whatever. It just doesn't work. And they're like, no, just keep trying it. Just keep trying it. Just keep trying it. Just keep it. It doesn't work. It's not going to solve the problem we have. If we had to, or rather, I sold you a chainsaw, but you don't need a chainsaw. You need to bake a cake. You gonna bake a cake with a chainsaw? Or are you going to use cake baking materials to chop down a tree? I don't think it can be done in a day or a week or a month or a year. I don't even think there's any one single act that does it, that does what has to happen, which is this disconnect has to happen. The person, the man and the woman, the people on the street have to start seeing the ruling class, the political class, the authority people. They're the enemy. They're not our people. They're not us. They're sellouts. They sold us out so they could live better lives for themselves at our expense. Of course they tell you what you want to hear. Do you think they're going to tell you otherwise? Do you think they're going to tell you what I'm telling you? What do you think they're going to say? If I was right, what would they say? Would they say, yeah, he's right. That's exactly what we're doing. Oh, don't listen to him. He's crazy. I'm so here for you. I am working so, so hard for you right now. What do you think they would say? You know, the devil walked up to you with a nice, sweet deal. What do you think he would look like? What do you think he would sound like? What do you think? We just don't need them. We've never needed them. Not for a long time. And it's to their advantage that they pit all these different groups and factions against each other domestically, as if they're equal partners. Like there's different divisions and portions of the state. There's the left wing guys and the right wing guys and the centrist people and all. And then they've got their teams and their supporters and the orange laundry and the blue team and the red team and the whole. None of that's real. all that does is have us spending our time, which is our most precious resource that you'll ever have. Right now, as you're listening to this, is as young and strong and healthy as you will ever be for the rest of your life. Because tomorrow you're going to be a little older. And the day after that, and the day after that, your time. And we're spending our time and our energy running in circles, pointing fingers at other people who are equally as powerless as we are. As equally incapable of doing anything as we are. Who does this benefit? Does this benefit any of us, the people of the country who live here? No, it doesn't. It certainly benefits the people at the top, because if they did realize and they did figure it out, what's the end game look like for that? What's the retirement package look like then, when the cost is finally realized, when it finally sinks in? If it can be ever done with hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, millions maybe, of these individual efforts like mine, yours, and everyone else in between, everybody out there, even just moving it just imperceptibly, so often, so hard, you can't even tell if it's doing anything. It doesn't even seem like it's going anywhere. It moves so slowly sometimes. It just has to be more, more, more. Keep going, keep pushing, keep going. Because the distractions are cheap. Everything they have to offer you is cheap and empty and meaningless. Consumerist bullshit. Those things that I talked about, that was real. That was something that you would fight for. I'm not going to fight for a 1% tax break. I don't give a shit about that. I want my children to have the kind of childhood that I had. I want our communities to be the way that they were, where people didn't have to be afraid someone would break into their home at night, where no one locked their doors. There wasn't any need to. You didn't have to work multiple jobs just to be relatively sure you could make it through the winter without having to turn the heat off and hoping your kids don't go to bed cold. Both of your parents didn't used to have to work full time just for you to get by. You didn't have to hope to have rich parents or hit the lottery or have some other kind of good fortune to walk into a massive amount of money of a down payment like $100,000 or $200,000 that you need now these days as any man in their 20s or 30s just to buy a house, because they won't service you the loan. It'll take too long. It costs too much, and you won't live long enough to pay it off. You can't even buy a place to live. Our dignity. Our safety, our family, our connections to each other, our communities, it's all been taken away, it's all been given away, sold away, carved off, so they could have a little more money, drive a Maserati, have a personal chef maybe. More people than ever are aware of this little scheme. And it only works because of the consent. Enough people mentally, spiritually consent and grant them the authority to be who they are. That's Doug Ford. That's Justin Trudeau. That's somebody. In my mind and in my spirit, they are up here, and I am but a lowly. We are just down here. That needs to change. That needs to stop immediately, because these people aren't worth shit. They have every means and power to do things to redress wrongs, don't they? What did Wilford say? Where's the hate? It doesn't lie with the rebels. It's the men who, having the enjoyment of power, don't discharge the duties of power. They have the power to fix things, but why? Why would they? They have the power to redress wrongs, but do they? Nah. Nah. Don't be racist, bro. Don't rock the boat, man. And they're the people that when asked for a loaf, they give a stone. When they are petitioned and surrounded in the most, loving display
and respectful gesture of a, if you can even call it a protest, if there was ever anything as politely of a, hey bud, can you stop taking your foot off our necks for a minute and have a talk with us, please? We'd really appreciate it. As was the Freedom Convoy. And you responded, well, they responded with boots and guns and horses. That's the kind of people they are. And they're not sticking up for you now. They didn't then. They're not now. They won't later. They'll just look for ways to take advantage. Because it's always about them. It's always about themselves, their career, their personal aspirations. How far they can go, how much they can win, how many coins can they collect? I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in how much of that mental consignment, how much of that mental authority and power that is granted, spiritually given to these people, allowed to be passed over to them, that empowers them, that makes them who they are. How much of that hose can I fucking kink off? And how much of that can I cut holes in? And how much of that can I start I will just take that same hose and just start spraying people with it. Because that's who needs it, and that's who deserves it. That's where the respect and the support needs to go. To our neighbors, our friends and family, and the people inside of our own communities, us, the people of this country, not these parasites downtown. They've gotten every last dollar, every last ounce, and every minute, every last breath of support that they've ever deserved a long time ago, and the check is due.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader, or will you follow? Are you a fighter?
I'm not playing these stupid games with these fucking people, and neither should you.
What you gonna do when they show up in black suits on your street and I'm in?
I'll live stream and act like a dick. That's what I'll do. James Dean, and keep your heads on a swivel at the last minute there. I appreciate you guys. As always, RagingDissident.com or JeremyMcKenzie.ca. All of my links to my social media is available there that I'm allowed to use. We're back on Odyssey. Share it around. I appreciate it. It's the only way. Because we are real big shadow band around here. Real big, real bad. I'm so scary. I'm so scary. Didn't you see the Fifth Estate? Didn't you see the Fifth Estate? Oh, my stars. Oh, my stars. Appreciate you guys. We'll have the documentary out soon. Whatever it is, it's coming soon. And, some of you other fellas out there, the club stuff is coming along real nicely too as well, so. ...2025 is a nice number. It's not even February. We haven't even made the news yet. It's time to start making a mess again, boys. Seems like it's a little too easy. They're having a little too easy in Ottawa these days. That's what I think. I think you gotta earn that money. You're gonna earn that money today, son. Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it. The link says, of course, RagingDissident.com, JeremyMcKenzie.ca. If you want to help us out, I appreciate it. There's a Gumroad link at the bottom. That's it. That's all. I'll be back on Friday evening, probably. Hopefully. Unless, of course, the Dolphins betray me, I'm cloned and killed by communist aliens, anything's possible. It's a nightmare out there. We don't know what they got. I'm still looking for that invisibility cloak and jetpack alien laser gun. If anybody can get me those, I would appreciate it. Six Patriotis! Pro Patria! See you on the beach. Phil, what did you do? Just started off weird. No, this is a cartel hideout. That's definitely what this is. Who brought you here? Who are these guys? No, those are dolphins. The dolphins run a cartel here? I would have loved to have known this sooner, yes. Well, this makes a lot of sense. I wouldn't have suspected them either. This is great tequila. Did they make this? I can't. This is. You know what, man? Life takes you on some weird turns. This is a weird arc, but I'm here for it. Let's just see where it goes. Dolphin Mexican cartel it is.
Comparen cómo me gusta ese pinche corridón del aguaje activado, pariente. El otro día sacamos los cabezas en el rancho, viejo, como a las 3 de la mañana nos metimos. Me puse un loquero.